KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards, all while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Sinatra would have been 110 years old today, and we wanted to find someone to talk about Frank Sinatra. So we found a guy who wrote a book called The Chairman, and while we were getting him on the phone and getting him hooked up for tonight, we also realized that he wrote another book about another cool guy, Miles Davis. And so tonight we're going to dive into one man, James Kaplan, who wrote the book on Frank Sinatra, the definitive book on Frank Sinatra called The Chairman. And he also wrote a book about Miles Davis called Three Shades of Blue, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, and the Lost Empire of Cool. And that book depicts possibly the best album ever recorded. James Kaplan, welcome to America at Night.
McGraw, delighted to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's start with Three Shades of Blue, because that book came out last year, and it's a great Christmas gift for somebody who loves jazz and somebody who doesn't even realize they love jazz. The book, the book is a, you look at the album Kind of Blue, which many people consider the greatest album ever recorded. What inspired you to sort of take this journey with Miles Davis?
I began my magazine writing career, McGraw, by snagging an assignment to go interview Miles Davis. He was bringing out a memoir a few years back, and Vanity Fair wanted a profile to go along with the memoir, and Vanity Fair called my brother to see if my brother was a magazine editor at the time, to see if my brother knew of anybody who writer who knew anything about jazz. And my brother said, well, my brother knows everything there is to know about jazz, and which was a terrible, terrible mistruth. But somehow I got that assignment, and terrified, I found myself going up an elevator on Central Park South to meet with the fearsome Miles Davis, who had his reputation preceded him. He was not a hail fellow well met. He turned his back on audiences. He was supposed to be a scary guy, and I walked into his apartment, and what I found was a pussycat, a guy who was kind of lonely and wanted to talk about his career in jazz.
What a great way to start a book. I mean, this book has been 30 years in the making, really, when you get right down to it.
Yeah, I just, you know, he treated me so well, and he was so considerate, and I became so fascinated, since, in fact, at the time, I was very far from knowing everything there was to know about jazz, that I began to give myself an education. Both before I met with him and then while I was meeting with him and then in the years afterwards, I came to know more about his music and the great musicians who he worked with, their music, and it is truly, it's a great American story, Jazz, and it's a story that has fallen on hard times a bit these days. Jazz has become a little ghettoized, you know. A lot of people love it still, but a lot of people don't know much about it.
Yeah, I recently, somebody refurbished a record player for me, and I went to the record store, and I just happened to come across, this is maybe about a year or so ago, I guess it was a reissued album of Kind of Blue, and I bought it, and I put it on, and I fell, I don't know, it was the place in I was in my life, or it was a Friday night, or a Tuesday, I don't know what was going on, but I put it on, and this album spoke to me like very few albums ever have. It came out in 1959, still very relevant today, still great even today, correct?
It is a timeless album. You know, that word gets... the word timeless gets overused. It gets used so much, you know, they talk about wristwatches and luggage and God knows what else that's timeless. But Kind of Blue really is. They recorded it in March and April of 1959, and it sounds as fresh today as the day it was recorded. It's a mysterious album, in many ways very quiet and simple album. But it is the spell of Miles Davis, the genius of Miles Davis, and the two geniuses that worked with him on the album, John Coltrane, the great saxophonist, and Bill Evans, the great pianist. There were three other musicians who were excellent musicians, but these three were really the geniuses, and Miles was the leader of the album, came up with this whole concept of simplifying jazz. He felt jazz had gotten too complicated, and when you listen to this magnificent album, its simplicity just, it takes you in and enfolds you and kind of hypnotizes you. It's so beautiful.
Is it true that when they recorded Kind of Blue in 1959, is it true that they went into the studio and with very little notes and virtually no practice, just sat down and started playing and they just recorded whatever came out?
Yeah, well, and the astonishing thing is, yeah, Miles had written out a few notes for each song he wanted to record. A little bit about the songs that he wanted to record that day and then the next recording session. But the astonishing, yes, what you say is almost completely true. The astonishing thing about that album is that except for one song on the album, every full take they recorded was a first take. It never happens. It never, ever happens. Every full take was a first take. They played it straight through, no mistakes. It's imponderable. It's inconceivable.
It's a testament to the artists, but it's also a testament to the genre, right? I mean, jazz lends itself to being original and sitting down and playing it. And that's how they were feeling that day. And I guess that's what sort of makes it one of the best albums of all time. It was a time and place, a moment in time that they captured.
Yeah, jazz lends itself to being original and lends itself to being spontaneous. But, you know, every musician can have a bad night and not every performance is a great performance. And, sometimes solos go on too long. Sometimes a player will hit a wrong note. Sometimes the mood just isn't right. As Bill Evans, the pianist on the album, said, you go into a recording session on Wednesday morning and you never know whether it's going to be good or not. Certainly you don't know whether it's going to be great. These guys didn't know it was going to be great, but somehow that arrow just hit the bullseye on those 2 days.
James Kaplan is our guest. He wrote a book that is getting rave reviews, national bestseller. It's called Three Shades of Blue, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, and the Lost Empire of Cool. We'll come back, talk more about that. And also, he wrote what many consider the definitive biography on Frank Sinatra called The Chairman. Frank would have been 110 years old today. More about Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, and Frank Sinatra with our guest James Kaplan in a moment. America at Night, back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven, where the nation comes to talk.
My My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted survival food company, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas. As our gift to you, we've got an amazing deal on survival food kits. Buy one, gift two. That's right. For a limited time, when you grab our best-selling 4-week emergency food kit, we'll include 2 1-week kits free to hand out as gifts. That's 4 weeks of emergency food for you, and 2 ready-to-give gifts for anyone on your list who's into preparedness, or anyone who needs a nudge in that direction. But they're only available for a limited time. Grab yours at MyPatriotSupply.com and give the gift of food security this Christmas. With 2,000 calories per day, 16 delicious meal and snack varieties, and up to 25-year shelf life, it's no wonder our 4-week food kit is the best-selling emergency food supply of all time. But the buy one, gift two Christmas special won't last long. So claim yours now at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Ready dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey there, Jane Lynch here. Want to hear something funny? Too bad. Want to hear something uplifting that will inspire you? Good. Because today, I want to talk to you about Direct Relief, a humanitarian organization that does seriously good work when it counts. Fires, hurricanes, earthquakes. When disaster strikes, Direct Relief immediately shows up with medicines, medical supplies, and everything doctors and nurses need to save lives. Let's ship her out! Every day across the United States and around the world, they're making an enormous difference. If someone needs help, Direct Relief helps. No politics, no red tape. Hey, what you doing over there?
Oh, I'm packing insulin for kids with diabetes.
See, every box here is literally a lifeline for someone in critical need. So check them out at directrelief.org and donate if you can. You might just bring a smile to someone's face.
is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
If you're looking for a book that is on the list of best books of the year, you'll do pretty well with Three Shades of Blue, written by our guest tonight, James Kaplan. Three Shades of Blue, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, and The Lost Empire of Cool. It talks about and goes into detail about the album Kind of Blue, which many consider the best album ever recorded. Here we have a little clip. Here is Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, and others with the song from Kind of Blue, So What? About James Kaplan, and then it goes on from there. I want to ask you about the dynamic of those three. Miles Davis, John Coltrane, two black men in 1959, sit down with a white piano player, Bill Evans, to do this album. I find it fascinating that the three of them come from three different backgrounds, right, and black and white coming together to record this album. Talk about that relationship for a moment.
Yeah, it was a very controversial move for Miles Davis to hire this white piano player. A lot of black audiences were outraged. A lot of black outraged because at that point Miles had the most successful small jazz band in the country. But Miles had heard something in Bill Evans's playing. He had heard something great and heard something that he wanted, a certain sound. Evans was, like Miles, a great student believe it or not, of the European modernists, Stravinsky, Rachmaninoff, Ravel especially. They both loved Ravel. And so Bill Evans was able to get those modern classical sounds, those beautiful chords and colors, into the very simple jazz arrangements that Miles was creating. And the result was magic.
How did the album do when it first came out?
It had a slow build. When it first came out, a lot of people were puzzled by it. A number of critics said it was too quiet. They didn't understand it. They didn't think it was powerful. They didn't think it was strong. But then there were a few critics who said, this is really something great. And people began to understand what was going on, began to feel the spell of the album. The sales built and built and built and have never slowed down. It's unbelievable in the 66 years since it was released.
I know today music is streamed on your phone and on the internet, right? It's gone through different iterations. AM radio, cassettes, CDs, now streaming. I gotta say that an album has, to me, the best way to listen to this album on a record with a needle on a record player. Would you agree or disagree?
I love the sound of vinyl, but I'll tell you a funny thing. I've had any number of people come up to me and tell me that they have bought Kind of Blue in every medium in which it was ever released. So starting with vinyl and then going on to who knows what, 8-track, cassette, CD, and streaming after that. So, but I hear you, McGraw. It is a magical experience to drop that needle onto that vinyl and hear the warm and lush and full and deep, mysterious sound of Kind of Blue.
What happened to jazz? If this album comes out at the beginning of 1960, right? It has a slow build. It's still great today. What happened to jazz? How come jazz can't find a commercial audience even today?
Well, a couple of things happened to jazz. One is there's a great young trumpeter around these days, a jazz trumpeter named Nicholas Payton, and he brought out a sort of broadside about 10 years ago called On Why Jazz Isn't Cool Anymore. And one of the things he said in this broadside was, jazz separated itself from popular music. Big mistake. So jazz in 1959-60 began to get more and more esoteric, more and more experimental, maybe less and less tuneful. It had sort of stopped being dancing music around in the beginning of the 1950s. And once people couldn't dance to it, they had to sit or stand and listen to it. And a lot of people found what was coming out after 59-60 decreasingly listenable. But the big thing, the neutron bomb that dropped on jazz, happened on the evening of February 9th, 1964, on the Ed Sullivan Show, when four young lads from Liverpool hit the stage. And the morning after the Beatles performed on the Ed Sullivan Show that Sunday night, the following morning, every teenager in the United States who had been trying to learn how to play trumpet, jazz trumpet, went out and bought an electric guitar and could play rock and roll with just three chords. So, pardon me, rock and roll had a lot to do with the death of jazz, the decline of jazz.
Yeah, yeah. Miles Davis, let's talk about him, because you talk about cool, right? I mean, he is... You look up cool in the dictionary, and it's Miles Davis, and he had an interesting life.
Yeah.
He had a tough life, hard life, lived hard, played hard, died hard. But in 1959, right? I mean, the book sort of, he's at his zenith, right? I mean, that's a moment in time that Miles Davis is, his coolness is off the charts.
Yeah, he had been at his zenith really since 1954 when he kicked heroin. He was a bad heroin addict for 5 years, from 1949 to 1950. Himself up. He got a contract with Columbia Records, the biggest label in the country, and started making some real money. Miles always was about selling records. He really wanted to sell records. He loved making money. He loved the fine things in life. An interesting thing about Miles Davis is, unlike so many black jazz musicians, Miles was a rich boy. His father was a very successful dentist in St. Louis. Mm. And so Miles grew up wearing clothes from Brooks Brothers, riding horses on his father's farm. Didn't matter. He didn't have to grow up poor to really feel that music deeply and to know it deeply. He was a restless guy. I call him the Picasso of American music. He could never stick with the same style for very long. He was always changing, constantly shifting from one style to another. And yeah, he was the essence of cool. He loved fine automobiles, fine wine, beautiful women. He loved the good life, and he did live hard, but, you know, he lived a lot longer than a lot of young jazz musicians, so many of whom succumbed to drugs. Miles passed in 1991 at age 65. He was a very old 65, but that's pretty old for a jazz musician.
James Kaplan, our guest, the book out, Three Shades of Blue, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, and the Lost Empire of Cool. We're just getting started. It's also another cool guy's birthday today. Frank Sinatra would have been 110 years, and James Kaplan wrote not one but two books on the chairman of the board. He was the voice and the chairman. We'll talk about those books, and Frank Sinatra are coming up in a moment. James Kaplan's nice enough to stick around to talk a little Frank Sinatra his way. America at Night. Stay right there. We're just getting started. Back in a moment.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You can choose a local VA facility or one of the 70,000 in-network pharmacy or urgent care locations. The provider must be part of VA's community care network. You are eligible to receive a flu shot at an in-network retail pharmacy or urgent care location if you are enrolled in the VA system and you received care from a VA or in-network community care provider within the past 24 months. Call 1-800-MY-VA-411 to verify your eligibility.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
After spending years in foster care, Lexi worried that she and her brother were too old to be adopted. Thankfully, the siblings were adopted, with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I love teenagers. To see how brave Lexi was and how she opened herself up to being in a family, all of a sudden, she's holding my hand and calling me Mom. It was really special.
Every child, no matter their age, deserves to grow up in a safe, permanent home.
Children at every age experience challenges. Teenagers are more complex than young children, but in the best ways.
You're never too old for family. Learn how you can help children still waiting to be adopted from foster care at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
A new Lincoln with all of its class.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Let's talk a little Frank Sinatra. Today, happy birthday, Frank. You would have been 110 years old today. And our guest has written the definitive book on Frank Sinatra. He's written two. One called The Voice, the other one called The Chairman. James Kaplan, as we transition from your other book about Miles Davis to Frank Sinatra, what was their relationship like? Did they know each other? Did their paths cross along the way?
They had great respect for each other, McGraw. Even though they're very different cats, they were similar in some ways. They were both short men, small men, pugnacious. They both could use their fists. Miles worked out in a gym, learned boxing, and was a pretty good boxer. Same with Frank. Both of them kind of had a chip on his shoulder. Each of them had a chip on his shoulder about growing up in a sort of despised minority in America, and they were both geniuses. And believe it or not, now and then they would cross paths at a New York saloon owned by a friend of Frank's named Jilly Rizzo, and now and then they would have a drink together at the bar at Jilly's. Great respect for each other.
Did they ever perform together? Did they ever record anything together?
No, it didn't happen. Frank was a Count Basie man. Frank called himself a saloon singer. He loved the swing numbers that Count Basie played. He loved the torch songs and the sad ballads. Miles cruised through one style after another, but Miles was constantly experimental where his music was concerned. Miles did not often accompany singers at all. Miles was really his own singing voice in a way. The sound of Miles's trumpet, especially when he used that Harmon mute, had that warm and distant sound at the same time. So Miles's trumpet was singing a song, and I think in a lot of ways it would have conflicted backing a singer. Sinatra loved a good strong band behind him.
So you write two books, not one. You wrote The Voice, and then you wrote The Chairman. Was there so much, Frank, you couldn't put into one book, or you had so much fun you had to go back in?
You know, Frank Sinatra was born December 12th, 1915, in Hoboken, New Jersey, that was still largely paved with cobblestones, where you still see horse-drawn wagons in the streets, ice wagons and stuff like that. It was really, 1915 was really kind of the end of the 19th century in a lot of ways. He was born then, and he died on May 14th, 1998, the night of the Seinfeld finale. So there you have an American life, right? From cobblestones to Seinfeld. Frank was really the American century, the 20th century. He knew everybody. Anybody who was anybody knew Frank Sinatra. He knew everybody who was anybody. And his life intersected with so many great people and great events. There's just a huge amount to write about. And he also had two distinct careers. He was, during World War II, he was this gigantic young success. And then his career went down the toilet in the late 1940s, and he had the greatest comeback in American show business history when he won the Oscar for From Here to Eternity.
So what happened? How did he fall from grace? How do you get that big and fall that low?
Well, you could call it not just one, but multiple self-inflicted wounds. Frank loved women. Frank loved women. He was married to a beautiful woman named Nancy Barbado Sinatra. She was beautiful. She was intelligent. She was classy. But Frank could not help himself, could not stop himself stepping out with all kinds of beautiful women. And when he moved his family to Hollywood in the 1940s, suddenly he was being seen with movie stars all over town, and the tabloids were putting pictures of him dancing with Lana Turner and stuff like that. And then, listen, I could go on and on, McGraw, but the other thing that Frank did was in 1947, he made a little trip down to Havana to break bread with and entertain the fellows at what was the biggest mafia conference of all time in Havana, Cuba, at the Hotel Nacional. He was cited by an American columnist, started writing about Frank rubbing elbows with all these crooks. And suddenly here's Frank Sinatra, who is stepping out on his wife. He's hanging out with mafiosi and the style, American popular music began to change styles, and his records weren't selling anymore. So he gets dropped by his record label. He gets dropped by his management, by his movie studio. And he is nowhere. And then he marries Ava Gardner. That is chapter two of many chapters.
So he deserves two books. One's The Voice, the other one's The Chairman. I got to ask you about the famous Mario Puzo rumor. Mario Puzo writes The Godfather. He has a singer in there that's supposedly based on Frank. They meet at a bar or a restaurant. Yeah, and Frank goes after Mario Puzo at a bar because how dare you call me out in this book? Is that a true story?
Yeah, that's a true story, and Puzo told it to me himself. I knew Mario Puzo. He's a wonderful man, a wonderful writer. And The Godfather is a wonderful book, and it's a work of fiction. Sinatra got the role in From Here to Eternity not by having a horse's head put in some producer's bed, but by sending his lover at the time, was to become his wife, Ava Gardner, the most beautiful woman in the world, to go meet with the head of Columbia Pictures and tell this guy, Harry Cohn, the head of Columbia Pictures, that if Harry Cohn gave Frank a screen test, she would give Harry Cohn a free picture. She wouldn't charge anything for it. Harry Cohn, who had a reputation, looked Ava Gardner up and down and gave Frank the screen test, and he got the job, and he won the Oscar, and he came back.
Mm, that's a great story. Let's talk about, we were talking about Miles Davis and the best album ever recorded last segment, My Way, written by Paul Anka, sung by many, many people, but Frank's, right? It's Frank's song. Is it true that when Paul Anka debuted it for Frank, Frank was lukewarm and almost didn't want to record My Way?
Man, true, but Frank hated the song. He hated it his whole life. It was his number one request from audiences, and Frank felt Sinatra was a genius. Sinatra was a musical genius, and that was. Other biographies had been written about Sinatra before I wrote mine, and they all talked about the women and the mob and the fist fights. But I ran into musicians who had worked with him, and they called him a musical genius. And I thought, there's an interesting angle on Frank Sinatra. He was a musical genius, and he knew songs that were great and only very good and only good and only fair and only poor. He knew that My Way could be a popular success, but he felt it was boastful. Frank had a great sensitivity about the lyrics that he sang. He studied them deeply before he ever recorded or sang a song in performance. And that's why a lot of the reason his performances were so great. He really felt the lyrics he was singing, and he felt the lyrics of My Way were boastful, were bragging. There were two songs he couldn't stand that people loved him to sing, My Way and Strangers in the Night.
What songs did he like to sing? What was his favorite songs?
Oh, so many. So many great ballads in the wee small hours of the morning. So many great up-tempo songs, Luck Be a Lady Tonight, Ring-a-Ding-Ding, Oh My God. And then later on in his career, when rock and roll hit the scene and Frank started feeling that he was maybe being outpaced and overshadowed by this new style of music, he starts making some new successes with songs like, Summer Wind. And, Frank could lend class to classy and great songs. He could really give songs a depth that other singers couldn't give them. And that kept happening almost to the very end of his career. You know, he performed his last concert when he was 77 years old in 1992.
Do you have a favorite Frank Sinatra song?
I have a number of favorites. I can't name a single one but I'll tell you a moment. Listen. Wishy-washy, but I will tell you a moment when I was doing my research for the second volume of my Sinatra biography, and I spent 10 years on those two books, 5 years apiece. I spent a lot of time with that little guy, and you know, I still get goosebumps when I hear him sing. I still get goosebumps. But I was going out to L.A. to do research, to interview people for the book, And I'm landing at LAX late at night. It must have been about 1 a.m. And you know how it is when you're coming in slowly.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style.
Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash.
Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin
and live band The Freshmakers.
Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out.
Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats.
Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play.
Must be 21 and over.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
When the singer Eddie Fisher, once married to Elizabeth Taylor, singer Eddie Fisher was very popular in 1949, spotted Frank Sinatra walking across Times Square in New York City, and nobody recognized him. That's how low he had sunk. Nobody wanted him anymore. He knew how that felt. He knew how it was to be rejected by Ava Gardner, who kicked him to the curb because his career was such a loser. He knew what that felt like, and he put it into his music.
James Kaplan is our guest. He wrote The Chairman and The Voice. It's Frank Sinatra's 110th birthday today. He also wrote the book, Three Shades of Blue. Both of these books, all three of these books are out now. Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, and The Lost Empire of Cool. I have to ask you, this is Larry King's old perch. I have to ask you, we're getting ready for this show today. And you told me that you interviewed Larry King. You went to his house and interviewed Larry King about Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
You got plenty of time. Tell that story.
Yeah. Well, the first thing I want to tell you is that I walk into Larry King's house in Beverly Hills, and there in the foyer, of Larry King's house in Beverly Hills, is the most enormous Christmas tree I have ever seen in my life. I swear to heaven, McGraw, that Christmas tree was bigger than the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. It went up about six stories. And there's Larry King, you know. Larry King looked like Larry King. He looked very much like Larry King. And we went, and he was very hospitable. We sat down in his living room, and I was brought a snack and a beverage, and I turned on my little recorder, and we talked Sinatra. And Larry King would not say, I wasn't looking for gossip. I wasn't looking for dirt. It wasn't the point. I started with this premise that Sinatra was a musical genius. And Larry King certainly agreed with me. He certainly agreed that every time he had ever talked to Sinatra, every time he had ever interviewed him, it had been an honor and a great occasion, and that Frank gave him a great interview. Because among many other facets of Sinatra's personality, he was a brilliant man. He was a highly, highly intelligent man. He loved words. He did the New York Times crossword puzzle in ink. Encyclopedia. He kept pace with the news. He knew what was going on. He knew how to talk. He knew how to think. And with the charisma he had and the career he had and he made the perfect guest for Larry King. Larry King idolized Sinatra, and who didn't, really?
Yeah, two more quick questions, and then we'll let you go. What did he make of Phil Hartman's depiction of him on Saturday Night Live?
Are you sure you're not talking about Joe Piscopo?
Well, Joe Piscopo, and then Phil Hartman did one, too.
Let's put it this way. He was not in love with either one. He had a sense of humor, but he didn't. Frank had a limited sense of humor. He idolized Dean Martin because Dean Martin was funny. Frank wasn't so funny.
There you go. The book is called The Chairman. The other one is called The Voice, the definitive biography on the chairman of the board. Frank Sinatra would have been 110 years old today. And of course, we were talking earlier about James Kaplan's other book that's out now this year on all the New York Times bestseller lists and top 10 books of the year, Three Shades of Blue. Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, and the Lost Empire of Cool. He also wrote a book on John McEnroe. We got to get you back to talk about that at some point. James Kaplan, thank you for making time for us. Great conversation. Best of luck down the road.
Thank you so much, McGraw. It was a pleasure. It was a joy talking with you.
America at Night, back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
3 more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 billion of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
I like a new Lincoln with all of its class.
Coming to you from the heart of the nation, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Got a story for you about Frank Sinatra. So a couple of months ago, I was at a local watering hole, and I had commandeered the jukebox. And I was playing a set of Frank, if you will. And I always end with New York, New York, and then I end with My Way. So I get finished playing My Way, and this younger woman walks up to me, and she says, Are you in charge of the jukebox? I was like, yeah, I'm in charge of the jukebox. She goes, I love that song, My Way. I was like, and I looked at her, and I thought kindred spirits, because she loved Frank and I loved Frank, and right, we're having this moment. And she says, that song is from Sing 2. That's my favorite song. Sing 2. Frank's known by the younger generation as that song from Sing 2. By the way, if you're keeping score at home, there was an album called L.A. Is My Lady, where Frank Sinatra and Quincy Jones had an orchestra. And on that album, L.A. Is My Lady, there is a rendition of Mac the Knife. Of all the Frank songs, that's up there as one of my all-time favorites. Not very well known, but it's L.A. Is My Lady. That's the album, and Mac the Knife with Frank Sinatra. That's the one. Hey, special thanks to James Kaplan, who changed his schedule around tonight for us to be on. His two books, The Voice and The Chairman by Frank, and then Three Shades of Blue, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, and The Lost Empire of Cool. It's a fun hour talking about two really cool people from the 20th century. Stay right there. We're just getting started on a Friday night. Our executive director is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight behind the stick is Richard Good. I'm McGraw-Milhaven, and this is America at Night on Westwood One.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax...
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Shield, 800-466.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Some Republican lawmakers in Indiana have rejected a congressional redistricting plan supported by President Trump, causing anger among some political conservatives nationwide. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says despite Indiana's action, he's still optimistic about next year's midterm elections.
There's about 14 states at some stage of litigation right now. Most of the experts expect that the Republican Party will net a few seats, maybe three to as many as seven. So what any individual state does is kind of immaterial to me. I've got to win with whatever maps are ultimately produced, and I'm sure that we will.
Speaker Johnson's full this week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Tomorrow is Wreaths Across America Day. More from correspondent George Williams.
Wreaths Across America has grown as a tradition since 1992. Donated green Christmas wreaths with distinctive red bows are set at grave sites by both families and volunteers to honor the lives of those who served our nation as well as their family members who are laid together at rest. The day features the arrival of 13 tractor-trailer trucks in the morning at our nation's most hallowed grounds, Arlington National Cemetery, across the Potomac River from our nation's capital. Similar events are taking place all across the U.S. The charity's website is Wreaths Across America, all one word, wreathsacrossamerica.org. George Williams, Washington.
Record floodwaters have slowly started receding in Washington State, but authorities warned that waters would remain high for days. Torrential rains have caused historic floods, stranding families on rooftops and washing over bridges. National Guard troops went door-to-door early Friday to evacuate the farming city of Burlington, just north of Seattle. Officials say the evacuation order was lifted for parts of the city by late morning. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Family life is a crazy adventure filled with love and laughter, but it can also be demanding with work schedules, after-school activities, and trying to remember where you put your keys. It leaves you wondering, where does the time go? With so much going on, it can be easy to lose sight of your family's well-being. Balance of Nature fruits and veggie supplements offer an easy way to get a wide variety of whole food ingredients for your whole family. Don't let a busy schedule get in the way of your family's well-being. Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements today. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer to get 35% off your first preferred set with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code ERIC.
A piece of original Star Wars memorabilia has fetched a galactic price at auction. We hear more on the story from international correspondent Kara Chamas, reporting from London.
The painting that introduced the movie Star Wars to the world nearly 50 years ago has sold at auction for $3.875 million. Charles Epting from auction house Heritage told the AP the sale was significant for two reasons.
Which is not only by far the highest price ever paid for movie poster artwork, but it's the highest price ever paid for any piece of Star Wars memorabilia.
The acrylic and airbrush painting by the artist and movie poster designer Tom Young first appeared in newspaper advertisements on May the 13th, 1977. I'm Karen Chamas.
May the Force be with him. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. Lindsey Vonn has raced to a stunningly fast win in a World Cup downhill at St. Moritz in Switzerland.
The 41-year-old U.S. ski great had taken the lead by an astonishing 1.16 seconds from an Austrian competitor. Even wilder was it Vonn trailed by 0.61 after the first two time checks. Vonn's lead was later cut to 0.98 seconds. Vonn's 44th career win in World Cup downhills was her first since March of 2018. Bob Agner reporting.
Fernando Mendoza is set to be on stage for the Heisman Trophy ceremony, having already won the Associated Press Player of the Year award. He could become the first winner from Indiana University and the third with Hispanic roots. Mendoza, a Miami native, wasn't initially on the Heisman radar, but set it as a goal. His season at Indiana has been memorable with game-winning plays and a Big Ten title. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
One of them is real. Two of them are made up from the creative mind of Theo Lewis Clark. You are going to have to determine which is the real movie and which two are fake. And chances are he'll fool you every time. But this half of the first hour, there is a new book out from our guest, Jared Horvath, who is well-respected in the world of academics. He has appeared in The New Yorker, The Atlantic, Harvard Business Review, PBS's Nova, and he has written a book about learning in the classroom. It is called The Digital Delusion, How Classroom Technology Harms Our Kids' Learning and How to Help Them Thrive Again. Dr. Jared Horvath, welcome to America at Night.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Let's first talk about this. This is not anti-technology, right? You don't want people to think you're against technology, but you talk about the screens. Talk about the difference there.
Yeah, so I've been called a Luddite quite often in my life, and you know what? I'll wear it, whatever. But my focus has always been on learning. What is the best way to help kids learn so that we can develop and thrive with each other? So I always say my book isn't anti-tech; it's pro-learning. I'm looking at what is going to be best for our kids, and if it happens to not be a screen, then not because I have something against the screen; it's because I'm trying to fight for something a little bit better.
Yeah, all screens are created differently. You've got a TV screen. You had the overhead projector, which I guess technically was a screen, right? Then you had films, right? You had the drop down, screen over the blackboard.
Yeah.
Now you have big screen TVs. Now you have tablets. Now you have phones. Now you have digital watches. I mean, what are we talking about when we talk about screens?
That's good. So what we're really zeroing in on is student-facing internet-connected devices. So basically any device a student has access to that they can also then jump online. So this will be your laptop, this will be a tablet, exactly like you said, a phone, maybe that Apple Watch, anything that allows them to do more than just the task at hand. That's the tech we're looking at in this book.
And so what's the premise? Why are these screens, which were lauded as a great teaching tool, in your opinion, have become the problem?
Believe it or not, we've had data for well over six decades now on computers, not internet. The internet stuff came in around 25 years ago, but the data has consistently shown that anytime we bring a computer device into learning, learning goes down. We've seen it on international tests. We've seen it on grade data. We've seen it on teacher reports. We've seen it on cognitive tests. Believe it or not, Gen Z is the first generation in recorded history to underperform their parents on basically every single cognitive measure we have. Since the 1900s, early 1900s, every generation has been smarter, better memory, better attention, and we always kind of chalked this up to school. The more time kids spent in school, the more their cognitive abilities went up, and that's what we always wanted. But right around 2002, somehow the two decoupled, where today kids are spending more time in school than we were, but their memory is worse, their attention is worse, their IQ is worse, their creative abilities are worse, and Gen Alpha, the younger kids, are even worse than Gen Z. So we had to say, what changed? And it wasn't really pedagogy, it wasn't the school, it was largely the tool we brought in to help school. This thing that everyone said was going to revolutionize education actually ended up driving a wedge right through it and made everything a lot worse.
We recently had somebody on the show, I mean, it was a week or so ago, and I was looking at charts, and it looks like that the test scores for math and science and reading were kind of, yeah. You know, they were going up to about 2013. And then 2013, it started going down, and then COVID, it just crashed. And the guest we had on said, I said, what happened in 2013? Because they were going up. And he said, well, a lot of people will think it's phones. Well, I am not an expert in any of this, but I would argue the phone that's what it was in 2013, right? Kids all of a sudden started getting their parents' iPhones after their parents got the next upgrade in iPhone, and that's when the test scores started going down.
And what you see too is right around 2013 was when schools, especially around the U.S., really started to adopt one-to-one computing technology. So if you actually track back before 2013, we were doing tests where we would ask students, hey, how many hours a day do you use a computer at school for learning purposes? And all the way back to 2004, we would see the more kids used computers at school, their scores were always lower. Now, on aggregate, things would look good because we had more kids not using screens than were using screens. But you can assume right around 2012, 2013, that's when the pendulum kind of swung in the other direction, and now we have more kids using computers than not. And that's another reason why we've seen a drop. So by all means, it's a complex, phones are a part of it. The way we raise our kids is a part of it, social milieu. But realistically, the data has always been there, just quietly underneath everything saying, nope, as soon as we started teaching from screens, we saw the dip. We just weren't looking for it.
So what is it about the screen? Is it that they're busy on TikTok and Facebook and Instagram, or they're using AI to write their term papers and they're not learning anything? I mean, what is it about the screen that they're doing that is so terrible?
Let's see, I think that's the best question. Is data doesn't really do much, right? I mean, if you think about something like asbestos, we knew for decades that people who worked with asbestos would get cancer at higher rates than people who didn't, but no one cared. No one did anything about it. Leaded gasoline, same thing. It was only when researchers came up with mechanisms, when they were able to say, this is why it's happening. Because asbestos can break off and little chunks can lodge in your lungs and cause tumors, that's the cancer cause. Once you have a mechanism, then people actually start acting. That's when things change. So that was my big focus on this book, was let's figure out how many mechanisms. Why is tech bad for learning? Is it how we're using it? Is it the machine itself? And what you find is by and large, the big theme, the big take home will be the way digital tech works is basically anti-biology. It works against the way we have evolved for 150,000 years to actually learn. So just as an example, if you take something like reading, right, a huge aspect of reading is space. So anytime human beings make a memory for something new, that memory will become stamped with a three-dimensional location. Where in space did this event occur? And later in your life, you can think back, use that space to reconstruct the memory. When we read from books or paper, every word has a clear three-dimensional location. Until this book I'm holding right now burns into dust, the word the will be 10 pages in, left page, top left-hand side. It ain't going nowhere. And that's why any of your listeners who are avid readers, they'll know if you finish a book, you might not remember every word you read verbatim, but you certainly will remember where in the book certain events occurred, and you can almost flip immediately to them. Now, when we read on a screen, screens don't have a three-dimensional location. You read a book on a screen, the word the will start at the bottom, go through the middle, go out the top. An entire aspect of human memory just gets dumped. So once we read on a screen, we start learning less, we remember less, we start doing what's called skimming. Basically, we realize we're not holding on to anything, so we just kind of glance our eyes. And it's because the tool simply doesn't respond to how human memory, attention, how we function.
Dr. Jared Horvath is our guest. The new book is called The Digital Delusion. A lot more to get to. I want to talk to you about social media. And, of course, now some of these schools are banning cell phones. Some of these schools are banning screens. And, of course, Australia just banned all of social media. We'll get to that with Dr. Jared Horvath. His book out, getting a lot of attention, The Digital Delusion. America at Night, back in a moment.
From the heart of America, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Constipation with belly pain that keeps coming back and back and back. If your symptoms keep coming back, talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Linzess could help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent...
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-785-9132.
Every day, Mark fights retinitis pigmentosa, a blinding retinal disease. But even while his vision is taken, his family gives him hope. because whether he's helping run their business or enjoying time at home with his wife and sons, Mark knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Mark, winning the fight against vision loss means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Coming to you from the heart of the nation, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Our guest, Dr. Jared Horvath, has taught at Harvard University, Harvard Medical School, and the University of Melbourne. He's out with a new book called The Digital Delusion, How Classroom Technology is Harming Our Kids' Learning. Doctor, I knew something was up when the story came out a couple of years ago about Silicon Valley and the people who are programming and writing the code for all of these social media sites and all of these newfangled billion-dollar websites and Facebooks and everything else. When the story came out that the executives make their nannies sign contracts that they're not allowed to bring screens into the homes of their children while they go to work and devise ways for our children to get addicted to screens.
Yep, and that addiction hits hard because you got to assume the way we get addicted to screens now is what's called the attention economy. Basically, they're going to flash as many things as they can as quickly as they can at you to just get you looking long enough. But the problem with that is the worst thing you can do for learning, which, well, if we're going to say the least non-abusive thing you could do for learning, is what we call multitasking. Anytime you flip your attention that quickly, memory goes down, accuracy goes down, concentration lapses, everything just basically falls apart. So I think these people who design these tools realize, look, we're going to get paid if people pay attention, but the way they pay attention on the screen is the exact opposite way I need you to pay attention if I want you to learn something. So what's good enough for them to make money is not good enough for their kids if they want their kids to learn. And I think they recognize that easy.
Yeah, you've quite a bit of association with Australia. They just banned social media for kids under the age of 16. There's some people gasp. I applauded it. What do you make of it? How did they get this through? And what do you think is going to happen because of this?
I got to tell you, I was there for lived there for 12 years, and I am shocked that they got this through because usually the government there is as slow as molasses. But my goodness, this worked, and I applaud it 100% because for all the people who are against it, the argument is always, well, how are they going to interact? How are they going to talk? We don't have any data on how they're going to survive. We have 2,000 years of data showing how kids survive if they don't have social media. It's pretty easy and obvious. And I think if you go to just straight biology, one of the most interesting things we've learned is when you interact with another person live, together, face-to-face, your body will release chemicals that make you feel safe, make you bond, and those are the healthy things that you want. When you interact with somebody online, your body doesn't release those chemicals. It's like our biology simply does not recognize internet-based communication as actual interaction. And it starts releasing a different set of chemicals which make you feel lonely, isolated, and depressed. In a very real sense, our biology doesn't recognize computers as actual human interaction. And so the more our kids were using that to substitute for actually going to the playground, hanging out with their friends, the lonelier they were becoming and the worse their learning became because of it. So I am 100% on board with that.
Here's what I don't understand. When you and I were kids, we couldn't go see a PG-13 movie because we were 12. We weren't allowed to buy records, right? They had parental notifications on records because the language was too inappropriate. Now, parents don't let their kids out of their sight. They won't let them walk down the street. You can't play stickball in the park because you might be abducted. Go sit in your room on a phone. I mean, there's every psychopath and child predator trying to knock on your child's door through your phone, and these parents just allow this to happen. I don't know what they're how can they not see the harm that these phones are doing for their children?
This is the culture we live in. I think they're being fed a story from the very machine. The people who invent these tools know that the parents are using these tools too, and so they just tell them all the good stuff. There's, oh, it's scary out there, but don't worry, your kid will have fun on this video game. And I think we just get caught in the tech echo chamber. But like you said, any parent who kind of steps back and watches starts to notice, this isn't my kid. Like, what happened to my nice, happy, fun, go lucky kid? And one of the crazy things you'll see once you start taking tech out of the home, whether that means no computers in your room or no computers on the weekend, whatever that is, you'll start to see a reversion. You'll start to say, there's my kid again. There's the activity. And once they get hanging out with people live and in person, everything changes. It's the healthiest thing we can do.
The book is called The Digital Delusion, Dr. Jared Horvath. What's the reaction been from teachers, from parents, from the community at large about the book?
Oh, it's been so good. I think especially from teachers is I would argue, so I work primarily with schools now, and I say about 70% of teachers are totally done with tech. If you've been in the classroom for longer than a decade, you know what it used to be like, and you know what it's like today, and you are over it. But the problem is most teachers just don't have a voice. It's the superintendents, it's the leaders that make the decision about tech and what they're supposed to use. And if a teacher says no, they get fired. So I think the biggest, like, quiet group are the teachers. They're fighting for this. But I think once we hit a threshold, once the parents really catch on and start saying, wait, can I opt my kid out of tech? And several states are going to start passing bills, or at least propose bills, that allow parents to say, no, I'm not going to let my kid use tech at school. And once we hit a threshold there, watch, so many teachers will stand up and say, this has been horrible for school. This has been absolutely horrible for learning.
I got about 2 minutes left, Dr. Jared Horvath. The book is called The Digital Delusion. We'll talk about AI and this. What's this new one, this whole companion AI, where they create these digital friends online who then walk them down a path for all sorts of nefarious things, including suicide. We are allowing this, how this is going on. You're on the front lines on this. I don't know how, again, they allow this, but they wouldn't allow us to go to a PG-13 movie.
And did you see they just Times Person of the Year now are the people who made AI. They're wonderful people. When it comes to just straight learning, here's what you got to remember. AI, frankly, it exists for no reason. The people who invented large language models flat out will tell you, we didn't know what we were doing. We were just seeing if we could do it. And then they gave it to the public and said, you tell us what it's good for. And I honestly don't think it's good for anything. I always call AI the tool nobody asked for, solving problems nobody had. It's just totally random. But if you think about it from a learning standpoint, AI, the one thing it might be good for is what's called cognitive offloading. If you're an expert, you can use AI to do something you don't want to do simply because you already know how to do it. That means you can vet the output easily. But kids don't know how to do things yet. They're learning how to become experts. So when you use a tool built to do the job for you, in order to learn that job, you basically learn nothing. So the more schools say, hey, we have to bring AI in, it's the sure shot to make sure your kids will not become creative, will not have critical thinking. They need to lock down with the original material.
Dr. Jared Horvath has been our guest, Harvard professor, medical school at Harvard. His book is The Digital Delusion. Getting a lot of attention out there. Doctor, thanks for joining us on a Friday night.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You got it. Stay right there. When we come back, we will debut a new segment, Hollywood Exec for a Day. It's the game show Friday night on America at Night. Back in a moment.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards, all while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Rent and utilities and other services to help protect them from housing uncertainty during this pandemic. If you or a member of your household served in the military and need help to stay in or obtain housing, call the National Call Center for Homeless Veterans at 877-424-3838. Veterans without access to a phone should visit their closest VA medical center. The number again is 877-48-VET. That's 877-4-AID-VET.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Hello, I'm Jose Hernandez, and I have been using a wheelchair since my accident in 1995.
My name is Andrea Dalzell, and I've been using a wheelchair since I was 5 years old.
I guess if I had one message for the general public, it would be that I appreciate your help. But please, ask first.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that I've actually got everything under control.
I think people get nervous. They don't know how to act, so they pretend I'm not there.
What probably bothers me the most is when waiters talk to my companion and not directly to me.
I think everyone with a disability can relate to that parking spot problem.
We know you're just parking in a disabled spot for a second, but please, don't.
We're just looking for the same respect and consideration as everyone else.
United Spinal Association is dedicated to enhancing the quality of life of people living with spinal cord injuries and disorders. Download our disability etiquette booklet at unitedspinal.org.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Miller.
All right, welcome back. It's hour two on a Friday night, and we're going to debut a new segment today. This is either going to go really good or really bad. It worked well in rehearsal. We'll wait to see how it does live on the air. Okay, we're going to call this segment Hollywood Executive for a Day. And here's how it works. We have brought in our dear friend, Theo Lewis-Clark, is a radio star waiting to happen. Theo, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely here. And by the way, it can never be bad when you and I get together, McGraw.
It can't go really bad.
It's got to go really good.
You've just changed the whole thing. Okay, here's how the game works. Theo Lewis-Clark has come up with three movies or three projects. Two of them are created by himself. One of them has actually been greenlit by an executive in Hollywood, and a movie or a project has been made. We have to determine...
Just the opposite. Just the opposite, though. Two of them are real. One of them is from Theo's world.
Is that the way we did it before? We have to guess the fake one. Okay, all right. I apologize.
Guess the fake one.
Two of them are real. One of them's fake. This whole segment worked in a rehearsal perfectly. Okay. We have to pick the real one. Right. We have to pick the fake one. Right.
That's right.
And there's two real ones. Okay. Now, to play the game, I'm going to choose, but we need two other contestants. So we have invoked our executive director, Alex, to join us on the air. Alex, are you there?
I'm standing by.
Okay. Alex is there. And we also have the man behind the stick, the man who is running the board, the man who is in charge of all the sound, Richard Good. Richard, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. All right. So we'll each have our own pick, and then Theo Lewis-Clark will then unveil who is the winner and who is the loser, and that's how you play Hollywood Exec for a Day. Are you ready to go?
Let's go.
Absolutely. Now, Alex and Richard, I suggest you guys take a couple of notes, too. That'll help you.
Yes, take some notes. All right, Theo, take it away.
Okay, here's at number one. A young man wanders around a post-apocalyptic wasteland with his telepathic dog, and he happens upon a mysterious underground community where the leader's daughter seduces him into the group, leaving the dog to survive on his own. Or is it number two? Twin brothers who happen to be trapeze artists in a famous circus, they purchase the winning lottery ticket in a little town that they're performing in. The other circus acts find out, and they steal it from them. The brothers take murderous revenge and become each other's alibi. Hmm. Or is it number three? He's a scientist and a criminal mastermind posing as a patio furniture designer who infuses self-adhesive GPS microchips in the seat cushion to track the whereabouts of the rich and famous for kidnapping and burglary purposes, of course. So, is it number one, the man wandering around the post-apocalyptic wasteland? Is it number two, these twin brothers, trapeze artists, coming to the lottery ticket? Or is it the scientist and the criminal mastermind tracking the rich and famous with his new technology?
Hmm. All right.
Who's going first?
We'll go with you, Alex. You go first. What do you think? Is it door number one, door number two, or door number three?
So I'm leaning door number one, to the post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Why is that?
Because it sounded believable to me up until the end where the guy leaves his dog to wander the wasteland alone. American audiences love an animal, and it feels like they would never let that happen in a movie. That's the end of a movie.
All right. So Alex has got number one. Richard, what do you think?
I'm gonna say number two. I'm gonna say that the brothers that found a lottery ticket, it just don't seem legit. It just don't seem like something that would regularly happen.
The flying trapeze twins buy a lottery ticket and then go on a murderous spree because the other trapeze artist stole their lottery ticket.
Sounds crazy.
You don't think that's real, Richard?
Nah.
That doesn't sound real? Okay. Nah. Well, Richard goes number three. And I will make it a complete sweep. It's clearly number three. Richard said number two. I say number three because there's no way anyone in Hollywood ever signed off on a script where somebody puts GPS in patio furniture to determine the whereabouts of people. That is the dumbest idea for a movie ever. So it's got to be number three is the fake one. The other two are real.
Hmm. Okay, let's do it. So, Alex, you said it's number one. The young man wanders around a post-apocalyptic wasteland with his telepathic dog and happens upon a mysterious underground community where the leader's daughter seduces him into their group, leaving the dog to survive on his own. That is a movie, 1975, Don Johnson. It's called A Boy and His Dog. Oh, yeah. He left him up there to scorch on the apocalyptic earth. Yeah, I love this, the sound effects. We'll get some theme music and the music bed. This show's going to be great already. Okay, Richard, you said
hold
the
on,
twin
hold
brothers.
On a second, be- hold on a second. Hold on a second. Don Johnson's in this movie called A Boy and His Dog?
Don Johnson, 1975, baby, when they didn't care about pets.
All right, fair enough. All
okay.
Right, go on.
All right, Richard, you said twin. It's between Richard and McGraw. Is it Richard, twin brothers, trapeze artist in a famous famous circus? The lottery ticket? That's a real movie, Richard, 1947. It's called Dual Alibi, 1947, which means McGraw wins. Scientist and a criminal mastermind posing as a patio furniture designer who infuses stuff that eats the GPS microchips in the seat cushions to track the whereabouts of the rich and famous for kidnapping and burglary.
Man.
That's on Theo's World, and it's called Have a Seat.
Man, that's wild.
Have a seat, baby.
That's crazy.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We should also say that Theo did not tip me off. Theo has never tipped me off. And if Theo ever did tip me off, we would never play this game.
Oh, I would never tip you off.
No,
I'm
no, no,
to beat
no.
you every time.
Yeah, you would actually prefer me to lose every single time.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
There you go. All right.
Yes.
Hey, Richard, we got a couple minutes. You got a little entertainment we should be paying attention to this weekend?
No, next time. I'll have it next time for you.
All right, fair enough. How's
everything? Yeah, we didn't know what we were going to do. I thought we were just going to do the game show. But okay, we'll be back again towards
right,
the end
good.
Of the hour.
How's everything else going? How's your dad doing?
Man, oh, he's doing great, man. He was just here.
Okay, good.
He is doing great. 88 and super happy.
And the grandkids?
Oh, yeah, the grandkids. I'm getting them a new book, that Dr. Horvath, Digital Delusion. Oh, yeah. I'm getting them that book. My grandkids are 11, 8, and 5. So I'm going to get that book for their parents, my son and my daughter-in-law.
Excellent. There you go. Theo Lewis-Clark, Hollywood exec for a day. That's a pretty good debut. We'll talk to you next time.
Oh, it's just going to get better. You better believe it.
Thank you, Theo.
Bye now.
Have a good day.
There
you go.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. Yeah, who would have thought Don Johnson was in a movie about a telepathic dog walking around in the underground trying to save the world. So there you go. All right, that's how you play TV exec for a day. It's Friday night, and it's a little open phones. We'll have some conversation. We'll open up the phone lines right now. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll start to open phones a little early here tonight, and then all hour number three. Earlier in the night, we talked to James Kaplan, who wrote the book about Frank Sinatra. The man is cool. This would have been his 110th birthday today. He also has that new book out about Miles Davis and the greatest record ever, that many say the greatest record ever recorded, Kind of Blue. And then we'll take some phone calls. Lots to talk about, nothing to talk about. Baseball, off season, the hot stove's getting heated up a little bit. We could talk politics. We could talk to the show from earlier in the night. Whatever you guys want to talk about, the hour is all yours. We will come back and kick things off. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. America at Night with McGraw Millhaven. Back in a moment.
Join the conversation. Call 844-2-McGraw. America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted survival food company, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas. As our gift to you, we've got an amazing deal on survival food kits. Buy one, gift two. That's right, for a limited time, when you grab our best-selling four-week emergency food kit, we'll include 2 one-week kits free to hand out as gifts. That's 4 weeks of emergency food for you, and 2 ready-to-give gifts for anyone on your list who's into preparedness, or anyone who needs a nudge in that direction. But they're only available for a limited time. Grab yours at MyPatriotSupply.com and give the gift of food security this Christmas. With 2,000 calories per day, 16 delicious meal and snack varieties, and up to 25-year shelf life, it's no wonder our 4-week food kit is the best-selling emergency food supply of all time. But the Buy One, Gift Two Christmas special won't last long. So claim yours now at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. More fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were...
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season pick. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call TermBusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
How can we help each other and the planet during these historic, uncertain times? Did you know that there are millions of farmers in developing nations using harmful practices that not only make it hard for them to make ends meet, but also hurt the environment? The good news is, there's a solution. For more than 30 years, nonprofit Trees for the Future has planted over 180 million trees and helped tens of thousands of farmers achieve independence and stability so that they're able to weather any storm. Trees for the Future trains farmers to rethink farming and use trees to flatten the curve on environmental harm while improving their nutrition and income. Let's come together to build a better future for communities in need and the planet. Learn more at trees.org/radio. That's TREES.org/radio. This message is sponsored by Trees for the Future.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, it's Friday night. We got a couple of phones. We'll sneak in here before the top of the hour. And then, of course, open phones all next hour. I believe we've got Paul in Boise, Idaho, or shall I say Caddy. Caddy, welcome to America Night.
Yes, I wanted to call and thank you for the jazz extravaganza and hearing old Blue Eyes. I was so, it was difficult for me to listen to him because I wasn't from that genre of music. I was more into the late 60s, early 70s is where I kind of got into music. but I was able to enjoy the jazz festival in Monterey. They had that once a year, and then they had the blues festival, and they had some great music that was played there. And I was fortunate. My father was a doctor, and he got tickets from the chief of police of Monterey at that time. So I got third row back, right in the middle of the seats. And it was just, it was an incredible experience that I'll never forget.
Yeah, the Monterey Jazz Festival, I mean, you don't get any better than that. And you had third row center seats. I'd say you better not forget that. That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, and we were fortunate. It was the chief of police who we got the tickets from, because my dad was his physician. And he was always giving us free tickets for whatever went through in the fairgrounds there in Monterey. And it was an experience growing up there, and I got to. I didn't get to meet any of the musicians, but I'll tell you what, it was kind of like a shock to the system.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
type of vibrancy in music.
Well, I this is a guy a couple years ago for Christmas. I bought myself one of those old 1950 furniture. Record players, right? With the radio in it, and it's sort of a console, and put the radio or put the record on. Went to the record store and I bought that Miles Davis Kind of Blue album. And it was just luck that I bought it. I was like, oh yeah, Miles Davis. I know jazz. I didn't know anything about it. I picked up the album. I picked it up and bought it. And I put it on, and it blew my mind. And he was right. It was so simple and yet so interesting. And it just sort of hooked you in, and it was so, so smooth and just classy and cool. And how do you describe cool in a song? It's just, it moved me in ways I never really thought. And when I came across James Kaplan tonight talking about Frank, and I was like, wait a minute, you wrote a book about Miles Davis and this album that I love? We've got to get you on. So it was a treat to listen to him. So, Katie, I appreciate
that. You called it smooth, and that's exactly what that was.
Yeah. It was great. Hey, Paul, thanks for checking in.
Thank you, sir.
You got it. Let's go to John in St. Louis. John, good morning. Welcome to America at Night.
Hey, thanks, McGraw. Congratulations on this. Is your third week now, or
this is the end of my second week? Yeah, end of my second week.
I called the first day, and then we got the lots. I enjoyed. Thanks for the Dr. Horvath. I remember reading some of his, you know, a couple years ago or something. And I'm 75, so I remember all of. When the whole tablet thing, you know, and all that promotion, it was just suspect by anybody who grew up going to Catholic school, for example. And we got the Catholic mafia here, but that's good. That's something different. Anywho, the point, I guess, it's a crazy world. And, it, you know, it's just going faster all the time in the wrong direction. I'm so glad that, everybody's got a reasonable perspective, and he made some wonderful points. I was reading his some other interview while you were doing that interview of him, and he pointed that a lot of the teachers there are just afraid. You know, the ones who know, like any industry, I mean, you're going to get fired if you go against the flow. you're not there. Just like the whole medical complex now.
Well, listen to this. So I was talking to, there was a school that in my neighborhood or in my world where they canceled, they banned cell phones in the school this year. And so I asked one of the professors, one of the teachers, whatever. I was like, hey, why did you ban the phones now? What happened that you guys banned the phones? And the word got back to me that the reason why this school banned the phones because the teachers would hand back the results of a test. And before the end of the class, the teachers were being inundated by texts, phone calls, and emails from parents complaining, why did you give my son a B? Why did my son get a C? I can't believe you gave my son a D or whatever, right? So before the class was finished, the kids had texted the parents, I got a B on my math test, I got a C on my math test, or the teacher doesn't like me. And the teachers were being inundated by the parents before the class was over with. And the school finally said, that's it, we're done. We can't make this work. It's just so disruptive. We're just going to ban phones altogether. And I applaud it. You don't need a phone in school. Right? I mean, you don't need to be on TikTok. You don't need to post what you're having for lunch. I get it. If I was that age, I'd be complaining about these old timers and they don't understand. But you don't need a phone, you know. And again, we go back to out, right? We couldn't see a PG-13 movie. And these people have these sexual predators who are constantly trying to bombard these people with phones. And the parents say, well, we want them to get a hold of us. Oh, my goodness, right? You would never let a predator into your house, but you let them into your world with your daughter's phone. It's crazy.
It's worse than crazy. It's demonic. It's evil. It's the the gateway's open. I'm sorry. I'm glad you're sharing your perspective on all that, because you're younger than me, but still old enough to know. And then, like a lot of I think the population has been dumbed down. The parents are, even as not the, well, I mean, with all due respect, I mean, they're distracted as well. The culture is,
Well, I got a 5-year-old, and I'm just walking into this world, and I hear older parents tell me, just you wait. And I won't be able to say no when she's 12 or 13, but I'm going to be the last holdout. Right, I'm gonna be the last holdout, when she's 40, or I'm gonna drop her off at the convent when she's 10. So when she's 40, I'll let her out of the convent and maybe she can get a phone. So how about that, John? Hey, John, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it.
You too.
Hey, that's gonna do it for hour number two. Hour number three. That's how open phones work. If you're listening on a Friday night, what are you doing? What are you thinking? Something that's on your mind, something you want to talk about, a movie you want to see, movie you haven't seen, something that piqued your interest, you got a question, got a comment, that's open phones. That's the best part, late night conversation. And again, this is the end of week number two. In some ways it feels like 5 minutes, and in other ways it feels like 6 weeks. It's been a whirlwind 2 weeks, one in which I can only thank everybody who is listening and reaching out, the guests and the audience and the callers, and Alex back in the home studio and Richard back in the in the studio, just everyone making it as easy as possible for me. So it's been a crazy 2 weeks, but we'll look for one more hour with open phones and finish strong. So line up now. We got a couple lines open for you. 1-888-1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. This is we got Alex.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of 5-star reviews and an A+ on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
It's the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event. Red and Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Red and Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Red and Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at redandkia.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Flooding from a strong atmospheric river has inundated portions of Washington State, prompting evacuations. Washington State Governor Bob Ferguson advising residents to stay alert and listen to official flood warnings. After National Guard troops had to go door-to-door early Friday to evacuate a farming city north of Seattle.
The situation is extremely unpredictable. We saw that in Burlington last night, where there was a situation where literally in the middle of the night, about 1,000 folks had to flee their homes in a really dire situation. It is very unpredictable. We are all doing the very best we can to provide the best information, but we want people to know it is very unpredictable.
The floods have closed roads and caused landslides. Authorities have rescued people from cars and homes. Another storm system expected to bring more rain starting Sunday. The Department of Transportation is out with new guidance stating airlines do not have to cover passenger expenses like meals or lodging when a flight is canceled or significantly delayed by an aircraft recall.
The guidance follows disruptions last month due to inspections and software updates on Airbus A320 aircraft. In the U.S., airlines must refund canceled flights but are not required to cover lodging or meals. Instead, airlines offer voluntary compensation for some expenses if a disruption is caused by something within their control. The new DOT guidance clarifies that disruptions from aircraft recalls are not considered within an airline's control. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The death of a 32-year-old man after riding a high-speed roller coaster at Universal Epic Universe has been ruled accidental. The Orange County Sheriff's Office in Florida closed the investigation this week. Security video showing Kevin Rodriguez Zavala was alert at the start of the ride but unresponsive at the end. Zavala had severe facial trauma and bruises on his arms and hands. His family said he used a wheelchair due to a spinal disability. The medical examiner ruling the death an accident from blunt impact injuries. More at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Ford is introducing new technology aimed at outsmarting vehicle thieves.
The automaker has introduced a feature in its popular F-150 pickups that prevent them from starting even if key fobs are present. Owners can use Ford's Start Inhibit to disable their F-150's engine from a smartphone. The pickup was in the top 10 of most stolen models over the first half of the year. Ford Secure General Manager Christian Moran says there are a lot of F-150s on the road, and thieves like those pickups. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Treasury Department is targeting businesses used to send money abroad as President Trump's administration ramps up investigations into fraud within Minnesota's Somali community. Treasury Secretary Scott Benson announcing Friday that money wire services sending funds to Somalia will need to submit additional verification. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's been a royal update, health update, from Britain's Buckingham Palace.
The king is 77, and almost 2 years ago, he announced he would undergo treatment for an undisclosed type of cancer.
I am able to share with you the good news that thanks to early diagnosis, effective intervention, and adherence to doctor's orders, my own schedule of cancer treatment can be reduced in the new year.
The King's message was part of a broadcast in Britain to encourage people to take advantage of screening that can detect cancer in its early stages when it's easiest to treat. He says it worked for him.
Enabling me to continue leading a full and active life, even while undergoing treatment.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Archaeologists in Turkey have uncovered a significant fresco of Jesus as the Good Shepherd from Anatolia's early Christian era. The painting was found in August. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Can't sleep. It's been a long week. You don't know what's going on. You don't have anything to do tomorrow. You're staying up late. Maybe you're listening to the radio. It's dark out. You're driving down the road, right? You just finished dinner. You got another 300 miles ahead of you, and it's just you and me. You want to pass the night away. I'm supposed to keep you entertained. The great conversation, that's what we do with America at Night. That's the name of the show, America at Night. And here are the phone numbers. And we invite you to call in and chime in. 1-844-2-McGraw. That's MCGRAW. 1-844-262-4729. 1-844-262-4729. Lock it in your phone. Capture it. Save it. And then when you want to use it, give us a call. 1-844-2-McGraw. MCGRAW. Or 1-844-262-4729. It's open phones, and it's the last hour, and we'll see what happens. I believe we've got Tony in Montreal. Tony, thanks for holding on. Welcome to America at Night.
How are you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. I'm doing great. Thanks for calling, and thanks for asking.
I was listening to your musical choice. I love it. The Sinatra stuff is amazing. When I got married, the song that we danced to was Summer Winds, so you might want to... I don't know if you remember that, but I definitely know Mac the Knife from L.A. Woman or whatever that
L.A. is my lady. Yeah, L.A. is my lady. Yeah.
I know you tell stories, and I like it because it's not always political. But every Sunday morning, I had my dad listen to Shirley Bassey, who did the Goldfinger song in the movie for 007, Frank Sinatra, and Dean Martin. That was a staple. Imagine an 8-year-old, 6-year-old, 5-year-old kid. That's what we listened to all morning and all afternoon. Didn't matter what the Rolling Stones were doing or the Beatles. And today, I'm still listening to that stuff. Can you believe it?
I believe it. I believe it.
I just want to talk about Americans and whiteness tonight. And I feel like Americans take on white guilt as if you're the only ones that are guilty on the planet. People in the movement, the BLM people that were just, I guess one of them was indicted for $3.5 million of fraud, but the idea that Sarah Salter, a Kentucky rep, is trying to promote the idea that white children in the school system in Kentucky should be taught about white guilt. I think that's just unbelievable. And the Somali flag flying in Winooski when you had Black Hawk Down and people were dragging American corpses through the fields of Mogadishu. I think that's just unbelievable.
Well, but hold on a second, Tony. You've got, you know, you have Italian flags flying in America, you know, after Mussolini and we fought in Italy, right? We've had German flags, right?
We've German flags.
No. I'm just saying this is the second or third time you've called up about Somali issues. Look, you can't paint every Somali with what happened with Black Hawk Down. I mean, they're Americans, but they're very proud of their heritage. Pick a nationality, right? The Irish love being American, but they're very proud of their Irish heritage. The Germans, the Italians. I mean, we've got, how many countless festivals all year long on the calendar celebrating somebody else's heritage?
So I just say this, you know, in Canada, I'm not, you guys had, well, you always had the downturns of World War II. In Canada, they interned on St. Helens Island in Montreal, the Italian community that they believed were supporting Mussolini. So in my personal family, we had people that were related to my dad's side of the family that were interned there just because they were Italians. But we don't hate Canada because of that. That was just government being out of control. And they did the same thing to the Japanese in Vancouver. They put them in internment camps, and they put the Italians in Montreal on St. Helens Island in an internment camp. And I don't think waving the flag at the Italian community St. Anthony Boston party every year is saying that Americans are derogatory because we support this relationship to Italy. What I'm saying is that when you're a proud American or a proud Canadian, you shouldn't be, whatever your color is, you're not guilty of anything. You're only guilty when you're in front of a court. So social guilting to me is ridiculous, and it should never be taught to anybody in any school system.
Okay.
You should be taught how to do math. That's what you should be taught, not how to be guilty because of how you were born. That's reverse victimization strategy. It's pork pocket pigmentation politics. That's what it's all about. Money pushing division. And Tony, you know, I talked to you quite a few times.
Yes, Tony, I got it. I got your point. Thank you very much for the phone call. I got to move on. I got more phone calls. Gil in San Antonio. Gil, welcome to America at Night.
Yes, McGraw. I had a story kind of relating to the guest you had a couple of days ago who lived in Vietnam for a while researching a book.
Yes, James Bradley, yes.
Yes, in 2019 I was living in Manila, Philippines, and my wife and I, it's a $50 plane ticket from Manila to Ho Chi Minh City, and we went and spent a couple of weeks. It's a great place for shopping. So much garments and shoes and things that are consumed in the United States are made in Vietnam. And you can go to shops that get the seconds, the things that, you know, just a little off, and they are not exported, and you can buy them for next to nothing. But I called Jim Bohannon from Vietnam, and I was the first person to have ever called him from Vietnam, and I kind of played a little trick on it. I had a problem getting through by phone to his website. I had to call an affiliate to get on the show. And Jim and I go all the way back to 1966 in the Army together. And I said, Jim, I think the problem with Vietnam Google, I heard a rumor that there might have been something happened while you were here in the Army. And he said, "That what was that?" I said, "Well, there's a Vietnamese woman There's a rumor of a Vietnamese woman who claims you owe her about 50 years of child support.
That's funny. How did he take it, Gil? I got to move on. How did he take it, Gil?
He was not fazed. He just said, not that I'm aware. That was his...
Gil, thanks for the phone call. Hey, stay right there. It's open phones. 1-844-2-McGraw. 1-844-262-4729. There's somebody on the line who claims to be a friend of mine. Hold that thought. We'll take a quick break. We'll make them stay through the break. And then somebody claims to be my friend. We'll see how this thing turns out. 1-844-2-McGraw. It's open phones. Stay right there. America at Night. Back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Manning was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the five words he spoke before leaving for his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Manning Foundation. Words that live in veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians who go out of their way to find a way. Who help others with the help of others. Who bounce back after each setback. Who make good on good intentions. Through Travis Manning Foundation, if not me, then who, are words that can live in you too. Show the world what your character is made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisManion.org. That's TravisManion.org.
Relax. You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, America at Night, open phones, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. It's America at Night. It's open phones. It's Friday night. The crazies are out. Tom in Omaha, good morning. Welcome to America at Night.
Good morning, and I'm the crazy one. Yeah, I'm the crazy one. It's America at Night. Good morning to you too, McGraw. Okay, I'm listening last night to you, my friend. And I heard this wonderful call from the gentleman from Kansas City who used to listen to you in Omaha. By the way, I am McGraw's mentor. I taught him everything he knows about talk radio, but that's a story for another day. Anyway, so I listened to a story about the guy from Kansas City who listened to you on the air, and you were an inspiration to him because you overcame your stutter, and he had a stutter, and you were, and it was a wonderful, touching story.
Beautiful, okay? Wonderful, heart-wrenching, beautiful, yes.
And quite honestly, inspirational, wonderful. I just don't want your listeners to get the wrong idea about you, okay? Because did you ever tell them about how you started in radio? You guys started in radio because the radio station was across the street, and you didn't have a car. You didn't have the bus fare to get to another job.
I had a car. The car broke down, and I didn't have any money to fix it.
Yeah. Matter of fact, didn't you just leave it on the street because you had no money to fix it?
I did. Well, I drove it into a parking lot somewhere. I didn't just leave it in the middle of the road. I mean, I'm not rude. I left it in church parking lot somewhere and just sulked away. That's all I did.
Okay, so he gets the job, and he gets the job running the board overnight at KFAB, 50,000-watt radio station, covers, you know, half the country. He's working the board overnight, running the talk shows and that. And he gets promoted to where he can do the traffic reports in the morning show. So he's doing the traffic reports in the morning show, but he still has the stutter. And the thing is, so if there was a traffic accident on a street he couldn't pronounce, he would just make up traffic tie-ups on streets he could pronounce, even though there wasn't a traffic tie-up on that street.
Is that wrong?
Well,
is that wrong?
It's not right. It's not right.
There were a lot of accidents on Lee Street, apparently, at that time of the morning.
I know. It was very dangerous to drive on that street in the morning time because, yeah, there, you know, yeah. Well, if you were on, Pacific, you'd have a problem. But if you were on Lee or any other monosyllable word, you know what I'm saying there.
Yes.
That would work. Anyway, but here's one of my favorite McGraw stories that I can tell on the air. Again, as I said, this guy had nothing. He had nothing but a desire, and that he clogged up his toilet. and didn't have a plunger. I get a phone call asking, hey, do you have a plunger I can borrow? Who borrows a plunger? Nobody borrows a plunger. They're like a $1.98. You couldn't go to the hardware store and buy a plunger? No. He borrowed my plunger, and then after he was done with it, he said, hey, I want to return your plunger. And I said, no thanks. We're good.
Well, I don't want to be one of those friends. I don't want to be one of those friends that borrows a power tool and never gives it back. So I was just trying to be polite.
It was a plunger. If you borrowed a power tool, that's understandable. Okay? You got a rotary saw that you're only going to use one time. You don't want to spend $400 on the saw. Borrow it all day long. It was a $1.98 plunger.
Well, to be honest with you, it really wasn't that good of a plunger.
You should have bought
a more expensive plunger I could use.
But I didn't clog up the toilet the way that you clogged up your toilet.
You should have gone for the more expensive one, because the one I borrowed from you really was. That's why I actually gave it back to you. It really wasn't, wasn't the top of the line. Wasn't the top of the line plunger I was used to borrowing.
When I replaced it, so yeah, I did. But seriously, McGraw, as you well know, man, I'm so happy for you with this job, with this gig. People that are listening, tell your friends about McGraw. Have them tune in too. At night, it's just going to be good conversation, interesting, informative stuff. And he's only going to pronounce words that are easy to pronounce. I think you should tell them
I only make up traffic reports. Everything else I say is true.
Yeah, like when you said good morning to me tonight. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a house to buy or sell in Omaha, Tom Becca, that's who to call in Omaha. hey, Tom, thanks for checking in.
I got out of radio. I couldn't make it. I got out of radio.
After people listening to you, they know why you got out of radio after this phone call. Yeah.
At least I knew the difference between morning and night.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the comedy stylings of Tom Becca here on America at Night. Tom, love you. Mean it. Thanks for checking in. Longtime friend.
Later, man.
Long time caller, first time listener. Tom Becca, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, sir. Talk to you later, my friend. I've known Tom 30 years. 30 years? At least 30 years. Well, I met him in, 1994. So that's 31 years. Yeah. 31 years. Boy, he's getting old, too, by the way. All right, here's the deal. We got more phone calls, open phones on America at Night. We have to chastise the call screener. Can we call out? Can we screen some of those drunk callers who call in on a Friday night? That really brings down to the show. All right, we got John in Reno, Larry in Charleston, South Carolina. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, open phones, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729, 1-844-262-4729, or 1-844-2-McGraw. It is America at Night. This is the end of our second week, and it has been an absolute blast these last 2 weeks. And gotten a lot of great response, a lot of great friends checking in, a lot of great texts, everybody saying all sorts of nice things. So it's been a treat, and you guys are waiting online to take a phone call. I got a hard break at the bottom of the hour. Normally I'm not very good with following the clock, but when you run a syndicated show, you kind of have to follow the clock and wait for the sound so you can stop talking. But I didn't want to take a phone call because I had it like 30 seconds to go. So I figured I'd just give the phone numbers again. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. That's the music. I got to take a break. Larry, John, hold that thought. We'll get you guys on the other side of the hour. America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadra at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
It's holiday chaos at its finest. It's Have Yourself a Crazy Little Christmas by Colin Andrelonis and directed by Maureen Sanders and Rhonda Alvey. The tree isn't the only thing getting lit, and the family chaos makes fruitcake look stable. It's a festive fiasco of miscommunication, mischief, and merry mayhem. Perfect for anyone who thinks their own Christmas is a disaster. Running December 5th through 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading. Sponsored by this station and these other pro-arts businesses.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
And utilities and other services to help protect them from housing uncertainty during this pandemic. If you or a member of your household served in the military and need help to stay in or obtain housing, call the National Call Center for Homeless Veterans at 877-424-3838. Veterans without access to a phone should visit their closest VA medical center. The number again is 877-48-VET. That's 877, the number 4, A-I-D, VET.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The world needs more heroes, more action-oriented do-gooders, more, here's how I can help, right-hand men and women. The world of sarcoma is no different. And if you're thinking, what is sarcoma? We're glad you're listening. Sarcoma is a rare cancer of the body's soft tissue and bone, a cancer affecting tens of thousands of Americans every year. A cancer that has more than 70 subtypes, many of which require unique treatment options at various stages of discovery. And we lose thousands of lives to sarcoma in the U.S. on a yearly basis. The Sarcoma Foundation of America partners with heroes, do-gooders, and helpers from all walks of life to advocate for sarcoma patients through funded research and widespread awareness efforts. New and more effective sarcoma therapies are out there. We just need to work together to discover them and find a cure for this cancer once and for all. Now is the time to step up and fight the good fight against sarcoma. Join forces by visiting curesarcoma.org to learn more.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Hey, it's open phones. Let's 1-844-42-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. John in Reno, Nevada, welcome to America at Night.
Hey, McGraw. You know, I just want to go on the record as overwhelmingly supporting Trump's strikes on the drug boats and confiscating the oil tankers. Maduro, you know, I had high hopes for him when he came in. I hoped he could pull the miracle off and fix Chavez's mistakes. But he made the same mistakes, and now the last two elections he's stolen with the military. Good riddance. We can't get rid of this guy soon enough. A lot of my very liberal friends in San Francisco have lost a lot of friends in Venezuela and Nicaragua to the prison system for speaking out. Hopefully he can get rid of Ortega after he gets rid of Maduro.
So you're in favor of regime change?
Most certainly. You know,
and America, you know,
we're really
the world. Let me ask you this. How far are you willing to go? Do you want to send troops into Venezuela?
No, not really send troops in. I think we should shut down their airspace. We should confiscate all the oil tankers. We should continue bombing the drug boats. And we should foment revolution from within. Not with our troops, but we should set the climate.
Okay, so hold on. That's going to take secret CIA operatives and, we should probably call up Ollie North, see what he's doing to help out in this, right? I mean, that might not be military, but it's CIA, right? I mean, you're talking, you know, regime change. You're going to have to push the guy. The guy seems like the guy's not going to go easy. And I don't know, knocking off a couple of small little boats in the Caribbean is going to do much to stop the drug trade. I don't know, seizing a couple of boats, which Venezuela oil production is way down. It's not very good oil. I don't know if that's going to do anything. If you really want regime change, you're going to have to go in. So I don't know if America's ready and willing to do that.
Just last week, he had a phone call with Trump, and he was trying to negotiate a surrender with immunity, blanket immunity for his regime. And he was going to run off to either Cuba or Abu Dhabi. He knows the end is near. He's nowhere close to get what he wants right now, but he knows it's over.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. John, thanks for the phone call in Reno. Larry in Charleston, South Carolina. Good morning or good evening, Larry. Welcome to America at Night.
Okay. Am I being heard loud and clear, I hope?
Yes, you are.
Okay. I'm 81 years old and a Marine who fought in Vietnam, and I was there for the initiation of the Tet Offensive in 1968 in the city called Way City. You ever heard of that? Vietnam in 1968. There'll be some vets out there who may know of that date.
Okay.
Now, I want to tell you that because I've put blood into it before, and I ought to have a chance to speak. And I want to talk about the president, although I voted for him, and I'm in supporter, and I'm also agreeing with most of his positions and his economic tactics.
Okay, so you're in favor of the tariffs,
however,
if you will.
I'm going to, be somewhat critical, and I don't want to put the wrong edge on it. I'd like you to give me the chance to say what I want to say.
Well,
and
I will try. I will do my best. I'm under time constraints, obviously, so the sooner you get to your point, the better you'll have a chance of getting it out. But I will give you the floor. Go ahead.
That you can hear. Here's the situation. The president should quit appeasing Putin. We don't want to see the birds of a feather flocking together. Didn't your mama tell you that that wasn't a good idea? He shouldn't be glad-handing, patting on the back with Putin, and letting him put him off time after time for a year now about how to reach some conclusion to the situation in Ukraine. Here's the way to deal with it. That is, quit trying to appease Putin. Win the war. Demonstrate to the world that the power of the United States, together with NATO, is so awesome that Putin will be rapidly brought down militarily in Ukraine and to extend it, if necessary, into areas in Russia. We can do that by the deployment of rapid Dragon missile systems that can be deployed from the back ends of a C-17.
All right, Larry. And they Larry, can let me ask Larry, you've made your point. Let me ask you a question, because I do find this somewhat interesting, you being a Trump supporter and all. But in this instance, you're much more supportive of the Biden administration, how that was handling the Ukraine situation, as opposed to the Trump administration. Is that safe to say?
Sir, it's just not true. Biden said he gave $300 billion. That never happened.
But Biden was much more stern towards Putin, right? He was much more involved with NATO to sort of stand up to Putin and sort of back Ukraine. Your argument is you don't like the way Trump's handling this war. I'm asking, were you more on the side of the way Biden, as he stood up to Putin, as he sort of engaged with NATO to make a solid force, right? I mean, is that safe to say?
I'm completely against Biden and his idiotic ideas.
Fine. I understand that. But you're saying you Biden was much more in line with your philosophy on Ukraine than Trump's.
Yeah, that is not true.
Hold on a second. You just said you wish Trump would stand up to Putin, and that Putin is going about it all wrong, and we should be on NATO's side and all that. That's what Biden was doing.
No, he was not.
He wasn't.
He didn't have any capability to do that. He never supplied the kind of military support that was necessary. And right now, we have the military support that can defeat Russia in about a month. We have that. We have the F-35.
Okay. Would you like to send American troops into Ukraine to help out the cause?
Excuse me, sir?
Would you like to send in American troops and American planes
American
pilots?
No way.
Okay.
No.
Well, you keep talking about these systems.
That's right. And these systems can be operated by professional, retired people who are available for hire, and they are employed in various areas of the world. And they are employable at the present time. Many of them are coming from the Middle East. Israelis who can supply some of the very best professional pilots who have 20 years and more of experience.
So you would like to take our planes, give them to let them use our planes to hire independent contractors who can fly the planes and then bomb and help Ukraine. That's what you would prefer.
Yes, and not just that. Well, let's bring in C-17 with the Rapid Dragons and cover all of Russia with 1,200-mile missiles that can hit any place.
All right. Larry, I'll send it to the Pentagon, see what they say. Thanks for the phone call. Larry in Charleston, South Carolina. All right. That's an idea. Let's chew on that one. All right. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. I don't have the official numbers, but President Biden did send a number of missile systems and defensive systems, and they didn't send any troops, but they sent support and logistics and all those types of things, which what he was criticized for. It sounds like Larry was saying that Joe Biden didn't go far enough, wanted to send more, not troops, but he wants to go out to Indeed. And
this is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Preparedness, or anyone who needs a nudge in that direction. But they're only available for a limited time. Grab yours at MyPatriotSupply.com and give the gift of food security this Christmas. With 2,000 calories per day, 16 delicious meal and snack varieties, and up to 25-year shelf life, it's no wonder our 4-week food kit is the best-selling emergency food supply of all time. But the Buy One, Gift Two Christmas special won't last long. So claim yours now at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
While I was lying in an army hospital in Germany, my parents got a letter that said I had 48 hours to live. They even sent a flag to put on my coffin.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I left the military with a traumatic brain injury, and when I got home, I fought depression, anxiety, and alcohol, and had nothing to look forward to.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
With DAV's help, my world changed 100%. I was able to build a new life for myself.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
I'm Adam Greathouse, Army veteran.
But there are more victories to be won.
My victory is just feeling alive and experiencing life.
Adam Greathouse, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Relax. You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right. One more story here for you on a crazy week here in America at Night. Can we talk about this Michigan football coach for just a minute? Sherrone Moore was fired earlier this week in what turned out to be a bizarre story. And the more that comes out, the more bizarre it is. So the University of Michigan fires their coach, his second year, Sherrone Moore, after a woman he was having an affair with, who apparently also happens to be employed as a staffer. All they're calling her is a staffer at the University of Michigan, somewhere in the sports department. So the story goes, according to reports, now that it's been out for a couple of days, she breaks off this relationship. Apparently he's married, but he was having a relationship for a number of years with this staffer within the University of Michigan's athletic department. She breaks off the relationship, and he then proceeds to go to her house and threaten her, and he's now charged with the felony home invasion and stalking. The authorities have now laid out the allegations. The woman was having an affair for a number of years before she ended the relationship. The coach repeatedly called the woman and texted her, right? So he started harassing her. She refused to answer. Eventually, she went to the University of Michigan and said, I'm having an affair with the football coach, and I'm being harassed and stalked and texted, and I'm telling him to go away, and he won't stop. So they do an investigation, apparently. They find out that it's true. They fire him. And then, apparently, he heads to a woman's apartment, breaks into the apartment, proceeds to the kitchen drawer, grabs several knives and a pair of scissors, and he begins to threaten his own life. This is the head coach of the University of Michigan. The prosecutors are quoted as saying that Moore, the coach, tells his now former girlfriend, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to make you watch. Blood is on your hands. You've ruined my life. She becomes terrorized. Apparently, the cops get involved. He is carted away in handcuffs. He spends two nights in jail. That's the story. He gets fired. Now the whole world knows. He's married. He has three children. And He's out of a job. He's sitting in jail, and his life has taken a turn for the worse. Now, obviously, Michigan had to fire the guy, right? But Michigan also has a problem on its hands. And here's the problem they have. So, obviously, the woman needs to be protected, and the woman is clearly the victim here because she breaks up with the guy, and he proceeds to, right, go overboard and harass her and text her and bully her, and right, and then proceeds to go to her house and then, you know, threatens her. And clearly, there are some issues here, and she's the innocent bystander, clearly, right? However, she was, at one point before the violence happened, she was having an affair with a married man. And it was an inappropriate relationship because he was married and either she was the subordinate or he was the boss, or even though they might have been working in two different, she was working in the PR department and he was working over here, or she was working tickets and had no connection with him in the football department or whatever else. At one point, she was a willing participant, it seems like, in this relationship. So what happens when you're in a corporation and two people are having an affair, right? They both get fired, right? What was that famous case of the two people who were working for ABC, right? They were co-hosts on the show, and they were both having an affair with each other, and they both got fired because they were both having an affair. Well, in this situation, she was having a consensual relationship with the coach that turned violent. So she's the victim on one hand, but also she was having an inappropriate affair before it turned violent. So she keeps her job. He loses his job. I don't know, man. That is a nightmare of a scenario. And Michigan, of course, gets all this bad press. This guy's the whole thing is awful. And then as a kicker, shows you how bad college football is today. Other coaches from around college football are now vultures. They're calling up these guys on the team and saying, "Well, you know, your program is in complete disarray. Come to my program." So this man's life is ruined. The woman's life is in the middle of this tragedy, and you've got these vultures flying around trying to pick off all these football players from the football team. So we'll see how many kids leave, but what a bizarre story. And now with college football, where these kids can transfer every other year, Michigan has got themselves in a world of hurt, and all bad press all the way around. So the more you dig into this story, the more you scratch this story, the more bizarre and the more tragic it is. So, with that being said, we'll end it with that one. That is the end of a week. And oh, what a week it was. I thank you for everything. And our thanks to James Kaplan earlier in the show and Dr. James Horvath. And, of course, Theo Lewis Clark with Hollywood Exec for a Day. That's going to do it for us. Our executive director is Alex Hinton. The man behind the stick tonight, our engineer, is Richard Good. I'm McGraw-Milhaven. And this is America at Night on Westwood One.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax.
Hi, this is Lynn. Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump could soon name a new Fed chair. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The president said he'd be making a decision in the next week or two on who should replace Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
I'm looking for somebody that will be honest with interest rates.
Powell's term expires in May. On Wednesday, he criticized the Fed's quarter-point interest rate cut as too small, saying he would have preferred at least double. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says that Thai and Cambodian leaders have agreed to renew a truce after days of deadly clashes, had threatened to undo a ceasefire that his administration helped broker earlier this year.
President Trump announced the agreement to restart the ceasefire in a social media posting following calls with the prime ministers of Thailand and Cambodia. The Republican president said that Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim played an important role in helping him push Thailand and Cambodia to once again agree to cease fighting. The original ceasefire in July was brokered by Malaysia and pushed through by pressure from President Trump, who threatened to withhold trade privileges unless Thailand and Cambodia agreed. It was formalized in more detail in October at a regional meeting in Malaysia that Mr. Trump attended. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Kilmar Obregar-Garcia has walked away after a scheduled appointment at an Immigration and Customs Enforcement field office after a federal judge ordered that officials could not detain him. Obregar-Garcia appeared Friday for the appointment at a Maryland ICE office some 14 hours after he was released from detention in Pennsylvania on a judge's orders. His lawyers asked the judge to block authorities from detaining him again. The judge says officials cannot re-detain him until the court conducts a hearing on the motion for the temporary restraining order. Obregar-Garcia became a flashpoint of the Trump administration's immigration crackdown earlier this year. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
The commercial boom in artificial intelligence has sparked interest in humanoid robots. Bob Agnew has more.
Top engineers from Disney and Google were among the 2,000 people who turned out this week in Mountain View, California for the Humanoids Summit. It showcased technology and discussed the future of humanoids. Researchers at McKinsey & Company note that about 50 companies around the world are investing heavily in humanoid development, but skepticism does remain about the timeline for general-purpose robots. Bob Agnew reporting.
Russian athletes have informed the International Luge Federation that they have obtained visas to compete in a World Cup race in Lake Placid, New York, next weekend. Ukrainian athletes believe this is unfair. The Russians aim to qualify for the Milan-Cortina Olympics in February. They haven't competed in a World Cup luge race since Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 4 years ago now. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Tech stocks slowed the markets on Friday.
More drops for superstar AI stocks knocked Wall Street off its all-time highs. The S&P 500 fell 1.1% Friday. It was the worst day for the index in 3 weeks. The weakness for tech stocks pulled the Nasdaq Composite down 1.7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 245 points. That's about 0.5%. Broadcom sank 11%. Other AI market darlings were also lower. Oracle pulled back another 4.5%. Nvidia skidded 3.3%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.18%. That's Soutel, New York.
Treasury Department is targeting businesses used to send money abroad, as the Trump administration decides to ramp up investigations into fraud within Minnesota's Somali community. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomp.com. Law.com.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall, featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlie's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlie's.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlie's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates, or not writing business insurance at all, are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Office. For a mandatory check-in Friday morning, roughly 14 hours after walking free under a court ruling from, again, the same Obama-appointed bimbo judge. Can you say bimbo judge? Is that okay? I think you can. His legal team, he's got a legal team. Michael, how many people on your legal team? None? You got zero? You don't have a legal team? Well, Kilmore Abrego Garcia, he's got a legal team. He's an MS-13 baby mama beaten human trafficking, Democrat loving. His legal team immediately sought emergency relief. Got emergency. They're running for the men's room, arguing that he was at imminent risk of being detained again. That's because he's an illegal alien criminal who was arrested for human trafficking. And the Democrat Party will throw themselves on a funeral pyre to defend him because of the many mental illnesses that they're not coping with, not dealing with. Isn't that amazing? Yes, it is. U.S. District Judge Paula Xinis, that's X-I-N-I-S, presumably a Greek name, disgrace to the Greek people. U.S. District Judge Paula Xinis, who was appointed by Barack Obama, ruled that immigration authorities are prohibited from re-detaining Abrego Garcia until the court holds a hearing on a request for a temporary restraining order. The restraining order would be against not him from beating his baby mama, but against the federal government from enforcing the law as passed by Congress. Abrego Garcia's case has drawn national attention amid the, they call him the Maryland man, amid the Trump administration's aggressive immigration enforcement efforts. And when Newsweek magazine says that they mean illegal immigration enforcement efforts, it's again, it's like saying they're rounding up drivers. No, they're rounding up drunk drivers. See, there's a difference between drivers and drunk drivers. Am I right about that? There's a difference between immigrants and illegal alien, baby mama beaten, human trafficking, human smuggling, MS-13, illegal aliens, and the news media representing the Democratic Party in all of these conversations. They leave out all of the essential details. Isn't that great? Abrego Garcia's case drawn national attention because those terrible Trump people, their aggressive immigration enforcement. Earlier this year, oh, I love this, he was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. No, he wasn't. He was captured here in the United States while an illegal alien, and he's from El Salvador. And he was deported to his home beephole country because he was hanging out with MS-13 guys and had the MS-13 markers all over him, and that's a terrible street gang that murders people by the hundreds, and pay no attention to that. Isn't that great? So, yeah, he was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. That's the Democrat Party, that's honestly. And John F. Kennedy is alive and well and walks among us. They just make things up all over the place, don't they? He was sent to a notorious prison. Well, we don't really have a lot to do with notorious prisons in El Salvador, but Democrats, you know, senators, they go down there to have lunch because the notorious prison apparently has nice things to drink and sip and snacks and things like that. Before being returned to the United States, he had also been taken into custody during a prior U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement check-in in August. That's because he's here illegally. He's an illegal alien. He's a gang member. He's got his Chicago Bulls hat on, which is what the MS-13 people wear to identify themselves as members of MS-13. He could be moving in with Elizabeth Warren and getting a job anchoring a show on MS-13 DNC. Ahead of his appearance in the U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement Office, Abrego Garcia, addressed reporters outside the building as supporters gathered, and they chanted, "We are all Kilmar. We are all Kilmar." They got Democrats outside chanting for him, "We are all Kilmar." You mean you all want to kill more? Is that what you're really trying to say? "I stand before you a free man," he said. Did he say that in Espanol?
Yeah.
In Espanol? "I stand before you a free man." Then I'll do it with an accent. "I stand before you a free man. I want you to remember me this way, with my head held up high." You should have your brow-beaten wife standing behind you with black eyes and, you know, hugging the baby, spitting stuff up between the gaps in her teeth. Isn't that great? So that's what he said. "I want you to remember me this way with my head held up high," Abrego Garcia said through a translator. "I come here today with so much hope." It's a hope, and say change, because then you're Obama. "With so much hope, and I want to thank God who has been with me since the start with my family." Apparently not with your baby mama, though, because, you know, that's another thing. He said he intends to continue challenging what he described as an unjust treatment by the U.S. government. I would catapult this guy into the Gulf of America, maybe with a small flotation device. "I will continue to fight and stand firm against all the injustices this government has done upon me." I got to tell you, I'd drop this guy out of an airplane over maybe give him a bed sheet or something to create a makeshift parachute, but over El Salvador. Because and the Democrat Party created this monster, this ghoul, this baby mama beaten goblin, and they've made him a hero, just like Luigi Mangione. Is Luigi Mangione in court again today? Because then there will be more Democrats outside the courthouse cheering that murderer, because the Democrat Party is just membership, is a mental illness. Isn't that right? All the injustices this government has done upon me, has done upon me. "Regardless of this administration, I believe this is a country of laws." Well, you've been breaking them since the moment you broke into our country, you criminal gang member, baby mama beater. Never mind all that. "Regardless of this administration, I believe this is a country of laws, and I believe that this injustice will come to an end." I think he's going to be a Democrat member of Congress before we're done with this. And he can beat Elizabeth Warren. Isn't that great? Following the brief remarks, Abrego Garcia entered the U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement Facility accompanied, listen to this now, by supporters. He's got a legal team, and he's got gangs of supporters. It's a lot of self-loathing going on there. His release late Thursday afternoon came after Judge Zenas, the Obama judge, determined that federal officials had held him after his return to the United States, quote, "without any legal basis," end quote, ordering that he be freed just before 5 p.m. When did he commit his first crime? He's been on the loose since 5 p.m. last night. How many crimes has he committed since then? This is, and we do it. We have the, since we're already here, we have the audio portion of the adoring fans, all Democrats. And are they all white women? I haven't done a complete intelligence analysis of the video, but they always are. They're always dumb white women who, I don't know, want the government to pay for everything. And they love that. Here's the gang. And listen, you can hear they're all white women. You can tell by their acoustics. They're all white women, and they love the baby mama beaten illegal alien MS-13 human trafficker Kilmar Abrego Garcia. I gotta tell you, it's Monty Python. It's Mel Brooks. It's completely ridiculous. You are all individuals. Wow. These people. Can I just say these people?
You're all individuals!
Yes! We're all individuals!
You're all different!
Yes! We're all different!
Yeah, you're different, alright. Different in a very special way. Kilmar Abrego Garcia with a throng of adoring fans, all Democrats, all mentally stinking ill, all creating the circumstances where more crimes will be committed, more women will be victimized, and there are white liberal women out there cheering for him. Kilmer Abrego Garcia had his legal team with him and translators when he came out to say ridiculous illegal alien gang member stuff.
Buenos días, mi nombre es Kilmer Abrego Garcia.
Buenos días, mi hombre.
Good morning. My name is Kilmer Abrego Garcia.
Oh, she does an accent.
Estoy aquí como un hombre libre.
Estoy aquí un hombre libre.
Recuérdenme así.
Sí, bueno.
Con la cabeza en alto.
That's muy bueno.
I stand before you as a free man. Yeah. And I want you to remember me this way, with my head held up high.
When suddenly a shot rang out. The Democrats, you know, they shoot and kill Charlie Kirk. They shot and wounded Congressman Steve Scalise. They shot and wounded Donald Trump. They cheer on Luigi Mangione and Kilmer Abrego Garcia. This is a dangerous organization that should be banned in the United States of America. This is a severe mental illness, boy. And with his throng of admirers, his team of lawyers, his translators, you make fun of this. Well, I make fun of this all the time. But she's speaking the lawyer perfectly normally into it. Kilmer Abrego Garcia. Es muy bueno. This is the left.
Y ahora estoy aquí.
Now
de pie
estoy
frente
aquí.
A ustedes y la lucha seguirá.
The time
yo
is
seguiré
now.
De pie. No yeah. le bajaré la cabeza a nadie.
The hour is here.
Siempre estaré de pie sobre todas las injusticias que ha hecho este gobierno.
Let the white lady talk. They don't know what he said.
I stand here today with my head held up high. And I will continue to fight
again.
And stand firm against all of the injustices
listen,
the government
she's
has
angry.
Done upon me.
She's angry. Done upon me. She's angry about the injustices. Communism lives. The Soviet Union didn't die. It moved to the Democratic Party in the United States. The Soviet Union lives on because the Democrats... Have you heard about the Somalis in Minnesota brought into the country by the Democrats by the millions and billions? God, they love welfare, don't they? They love suckling on the taxpayer teat. Will you hear the numbers out of Minnesota on that? Completely berserk. The Democratic Party is not an American political party and should not be recognized as such.
Instead of worrying about whether immigrants can learn English, they'll learn English. You need to make sure your child can speak Spanish.
There's only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The all-new third-generation Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is finally here. This new thunderstorm uses two technologies that studies have shown help kill up to 99.9% of bacteria and viruses, removes dust, pet dander, smoke, and more from the air, and helps get rid of any odor. And no filters to replace. The thunderstorm will help get rid of any stinky smell, guaranteed. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, stinky shoes, musty basements, and much more are no match. Those smells will disappear after just a few seconds. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, family room, kitchen, anywhere you like to breathe clean, fresh air. So go to EdenPureDeals.com, use the discount code CHRIS3 to save $200 on 3 thunderstorms. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code CHRIS3.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FUEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. More than a million people are part of healthcare sharing now because it just makes so much sense right now. And MediShare is the gold standard. Members like it a lot. We know this from member surveys. MediShare has been around for over 30 years. It is a proven thing. And if you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save $100 right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline's December 15th. Call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Disasters strike. Fires, hurricanes, earthquakes. When they do, Direct Relief delivers. Medicines, medical supplies, everything doctors and nurses need to save lives.
Let's ship her out!
Every day across the U.S. and around the world, they're making a difference. No politics, no red tape. Just help. If your family needed urgent medical care, wouldn't you want that help fast? Direct Relief is a lifeline for people in crisis. So check them out at directrelief.org, and if you can, donate.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Yeah, CBS News did a story on the Somali criminals, and that's a whole mafia, a third world hellhole mafia, the Somali mafia. But they didn't do it quite right. I'll try to help them on that. Let's go to the telephones right now, Michael. We're at 888-630-9625. The Democrats love crime. They create crime. They commit crime. The Democrats are not good Americans. And Democrats are welcome to call in and explain to me why you're all so mentally challenged. I'm here to help. Let's go to Donna, calling from Frederick, Maryland, the famous Donna. Donna, you are on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning. Happy birthday to the famous Chris Plant. Oh, my goodness. The world is such a better place with having you in it. And I honestly love your humor and your integrity, and we're grateful to have you. So, yeah, I hope you have a good one. I hope you do something special. We do best, girl. So,
right, you're very nice.
Just wanted
Thank
to say
you.
That.
Thank you very kindly.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And, I was thinking about the system of systems, which is obviously the robotic left. And, we're dealing with the Marilyn man. people are watching. And as you've often said, every day is an IQ test.
Yeah.
Well, between that and Trump's appointees not getting in, no thanks to our GOP senators, I've been seething over that one. And I think we're going to have to maybe change the Republicans to the MAGA party. I'm so fed up, Chris, there aren't even words. And I think most Americans are feeling the same way. We're all watching D.C., and it is time for a change, and we need a big change, because I see a lot of do-nothing going on. And I'm not saying Trump isn't doing things in his administration. I am specifically referring to Congress.
Yeah. Well, you're not alone, and you're certainly not wrong. And the Republicans are never aggressive enough. The Democrats will burn your synagogue to the ground and firebomb your governor's mansion because you support Israel, an ally of the United States. Now, the Democrat Party is mentally ill, and you're right. I'd like to see the Republicans on the Hill being more aggressive, being more assertive, getting the nominees confirmed. The Democrats obstruct everything, all forms of governance and government, because they're really insane. But I got to tell you, this is what the Democrats are running on for the midterms next year: Abrego Garcia, illegal alien gang members, sucking the lifeblood out of the state of Minnesota, the hundreds of thousands of Somalis. This is the Democrat Party today.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker tape designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Actually, maybe Sunday. It's going to be minus 8 degrees Fahrenheit. And I don't think that's really Somali weather. Maybe they should all be sent to California. We'll take Minnesota back for Mary Tyler Moore. But here is, in Minnesota, the madness that the Democrats have perpetrated there. Here's the headline. CBS News tried to do a story last night. They still need some help. They're allegedly working on it. Barry Weiss and all that. But listen, here's the headline from CBS News. Luxury, and it's about Somalis stealing hundreds of millions of dollars, U.S. taxpayer dollars, perhaps billions and billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars, much of it being used to fund a radical Islamic jihadi terror group called Al-Shabaab, which sounds like a delicious chicken dish on rice, but it's not. And it's, they'll cut all your heads off because they're jihadis. And the Democrats want more jihad in the United States. They hate the Jews. If you're Jewish and you're a Democrat, time for a brain scan. But here's the headline at CBS News from yesterday. Luxury cars and private villas, colon. Luxury cars and private villas. Wait till you see how long it takes for them to use the word Somali. It takes them a long time. Luxury cars and private villas, colon. See how Minnesota fraudsters spent millions intended for hungry kids. So they're going to bring the Somali famine to the United States and starve the hungry kids. And CNN will go out there and we'll have American kids with distended bellies standing there looking ruefully at planes flying over, hoping that bags of food will drop out. And that's great. So here is CBS News' Jonah Kaplan and Michael Kaplan. I wonder if they're related. And the story reads, luxury cars, comma, private villas, and overseas wire transfers, colon. CBS News obtained dozens of files and photos that reveal how Minnesota fraudsters blew through hundreds of millions in taxpayer dollars as part of the one of the biggest COVID-era fraud schemes. They don't want to say it's the biggest. It might be billions of dollars. But there might be bigger COVID-era fraud schemes that they haven't talked about yet. 60 Minutes is busy not working on it now. Listen to this. The files document a spending spree in which defendants, many of Somali descent. Now, what are the numbers on this? There were, 97 arrested? What was that? And the number that were Somali was all but 9, I think. Isn't that it? The numbers. Man, got at least 60 people convicted, 79 put on trial, and virtually all of them, practically all of them, are Somalis. They're not just of Somali descent. They're, you could be a third generation American and you're of Somali descent. These are Somalis right off the boat. They're refugees that the Democrats waved into the country. Said Minnesota would be perfect for you. It's going to be 8 degrees below zero tomorrow. So isn't this great? So spending spree, which defendants, many of Somali descent, took taxpayer money meant to feed hungry children, hungry American children, and used it to buy cars, property, and jewelry. Jewelry, that's some pimp-ass stuff there, isn't it? Videos show them popping champagne. They're Muslims. They're not supposed to drink. It should be apple cider. You know, Martinelli's apple cider with the sparkling apple cider. And that great. Man, I'm tell you, it was supposed to feed hungry children, but they bought cars, property, jewelry. Video showing them popping champagne at an opulent Maldives resort. In the Maldives, that's not a nearby resort from Minnesota. In a text message, one defendant boasts, you're going to be the richest 25-year-old, right? The richest 25-year-old, inshallah. You're going to be the richest 25-year-old, inshallah. You know, the old Islamic Allah willing, if Allah wills it. The Documents feature exhibits from a recent federal trial, not a state trial or a county trial or a city trial, many of which are being made public by CBS News for the first time. The exhibits include a confirmation email for a stay in an overwater villa with a private pool at a Radisson Blue Resort in the Maldives. Sounds nice. Lakefront property in Minnesota. Sure. Receipts showing wire transfers to China, which Somalia is not in China, and East Africa. First class tickets to Istanbul and Amsterdam. Istanbul is Constantinople. Now, didn't the Biden administration, they charged the former mayor of New York with crimes, federal crimes, because he took an upgrade on a flight to Istanbul, which is still Constantinople. Isn't that amazing? First class tickets to Istanbul and a really cool city, and Amsterdam, really great city. A 2021 Porsche, it's an automobile, the Porsche Macan. I don't even, it's an M-C-A-N, M-A-C-A-N. Is that, that's not a Porsche I'm familiar with, but there it is. Stacks of cash. Stacks and stacks of folded cash. Texted between defendants. Isn't that great? That's just wonderful. Now, we have audio from the CBS News piece from last night, and I want to share some of this with you because billions have been stolen by Somalis, and the Democrats, they just shrug and call you a racist, and then they abort half the black population in your local town. At the sentencing of a defendant who used taxpayer funds for cars and the Maldives vacation, a 24-year-old, whose name is Abdelmejid Mohammed Nur, U.S. District Judge Nancy E. Brassel admonished him, saying, where others saw a crisis and rushed to help, you saw money and rushed to steal. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison, so it'll cost us another $8 million to keep him in prison for 10 years, and ordered to pay nearly, listen, $48 million in restitution for his role in the fraud scheme. Noor is one of dozens who siphoned hundreds of millions, and that could be billions, in stolen taxpayer funds intended for hungry American children with distended bellies. With questions still swirling around where all the money went. Huh. Well, funding the jihad, of course. Isn't that amazing? So let's go to CBS News and their boy, Jonah Kaplan, who did the story about the Somalis plundering and stealing and funding jihad. They're criminals, and now we got to put them in jail and pay for that for 100 years.
A honeymoon in the Maldives, a fleet of luxury cars. Here's a box with more than $270,000 in cash.
Cash!
This was all evidence from a new trove of files obtained exclusively by CBS News.
Fleet.
Showing how a group of convicted Minnesota fraudsters spent taxpayer dollars. One text message reads, "You are going to be the richest 25-year-old.
You know, the damn Minnesotans, because you're watching the story and you think, why are Minnesotans such thieves? Why are they such criminals? Because they haven't mentioned that they're Somalis from Somalia and the Horn of Africa who were brought in by Democrats and people that call themselves liberals and then just throw billions at them, the Biden administration. And they're like, hey, America, this place is crazy. I'm 24 years old. I got $48 million. I'm going to the Maldives flying first class on Singapore Air, having a great time. I made up the Singapore Air, but you know he's flying first class, you know it. And then U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen from the CBS piece.
We're not even at the end of the beginning of our pursuit of the stolen money and of the people who stole it.
U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen leads the office digging into the wave of COVID-era fraud that hit Minnesota.
So how much money are we talking about stolen from the American taxpayer?
I can say with great comfort, well in excess of $1 billion.
Well in excess, with great comfort, well in excess of $1 billion. A billion. These people need to be, hey, we should bring them back to Mogadishu and hang them there. And that great CBS News, Jonah Kaplan.
In the past 3 years, 87 defendants have been charged, 61 convicted. The majority of them are Somali American. Minnesota has the nation's largest Somali population. The perpetrators are accused of ripping off state-run programs intended to feed low-income kids, house the disabled, and provide services to autistic children.
Well, as long as they're not stealing from anybody that needs public assistance or anything like that, isn't that great? CBS News, Andy Luger, the U.S. attorney who first uncovered the fraud.
This was a get-rich scheme.
Andy Luger was the U.S. attorney who first examined this fraud. He left in January.
One of the things we discovered is that a number of the people involved were buying investment property, resort property in Kenya.
Wire transfers reviewed by CBS News also show more than $1 million went to Chinese banks.
$1 million went to Chinese banks. How does that make sense? That doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? Isn't that amazing? Back to Kaplan.
These are federally funded programs. They happen in every U.S. state. What happened here in Minnesota that allowed this fraud to materialize, to metastasize?
It appears that the people at the highest levels of responsibility in the government of the state of Minnesota looked the other way.
Ah, and that's what we've been hearing again and again, that the Democrats running the state knew it was going on and didn't lift a finger to save billions of stolen federal dollars because they're Democrats. And just as every Democrat is a criminal and all the sinners saints, Jonathan Kaplan.
A spokeswoman for Minnesota Governor Tim Walz tonight tells us that fighting the fraud, it's his, quote, top priority, and fraud is something that happens in states red and blue. Tomorrow, the governor plans to name a new statewide fraud czar. Members of the Somali community, meanwhile, they're warning that they, as a community, are being held collectively responsible.
Yeah, you are, and you're going to continue to be because you're all criminals, and you've stolen billions and billions of dollars in an organized crime outfit that, and the likes of which the country has never seen before. I've got another guy that I want to share with you coming up, a Somali refugee who was on the television this morning. And, I look forward to sharing this guy with you because this is something. But before we take a quick break here, I want to share this with you. The numbers are out. The Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, good people doing the right thing. Wonderful Center for Immigration Studies. They looked at welfare in the state of Minnesota. And in Minnesota, about 21% of the population of Americans who are, you know, born American citizens and so on, 21% are on some form of welfare or another. About 7% of native-born Americans in Minnesota are on food stamps. And about 18% of native-born Americans in Minnesota are on Medicaid. When it comes to Somali, they call themselves refugees, immigrants, Somali immigrants, 81% are on welfare. 81% are on welfare. 54% on food stamps, 73% on Medicaid, as opposed to 18% of Americans. 54% on food stamps, as opposed to 7% of Americans. But there is a difference when the immigrants have been here for at least 10 years. There is a difference. I want to explain that important difference to you when we come back.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor harumph. Harumph.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
As our society doubles down on abortion, it's time for us to double down on life. Through our partnership with Preborn, we can help save unborn babies and support mothers in need. Every day, Preborn's clinics help to rescue hundreds of unborn babies. Because when a mother sees her baby on an ultrasound and hears that tiny heartbeat, her chance of choosing life could double. And now, through the end of the year, thanks to a generous match, your gift is doubled too. That means twice as many ultrasounds, twice as many lives saved. As the year comes to a close, let's double down. Put your year-end write-offs to work.
One ultrasound is just $28, and any gift will help. I believe in preborn, and I can't stress enough how important this cause is. So do it now. Dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, the keyword is baby, or go to preborn.com/plant. That's preborn.com/plant. How many lives will you help save today?
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigLoot.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or BigLou.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Termbusters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
It's RSV season. Is your baby protected? RSV is the number one cause of hospitalization in all infants. Protect your baby from severe RSV with an immunization.
I think he's having trouble breathing.
A vaccine during pregnancy or preventive antibody is now available. Help prevent RSV before it happens. Learn more by visiting lung.org/RSV.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
I don't blame the Somalis. I guess I expect them to steal what I know about them at this point. I blame the Democrats because the Democrats actually did this. Come on. Who are we kidding? I've got great stuff coming up, including an immigrant from Somalia that I'd hang out with. He could have an apple juice and I'll have a beer. I've got him coming up. In the meantime, let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Garrett, calling from Nottingham, Maryland. That's not Nottingham, England. This is in Maryland. Garrett, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
How you doing, Chris? It's Gary.
Oh, I apologize. It says Garrett on the screen. I'm going to have to point at Jeff.
I guess your man didn't hear me too good, but I just want to, first of all, I'll tell you, I never miss your show.
Thank you.
I just recently traveled from Tarpon Springs, Florida to Maryland, where my primary residence is, and I really enjoy listening to your show on this app on my phone on my trip up here.
Thank you.
But secondly, I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And thirdly, I wanted to tell you that you and I share a birthday, Chris.
We share a birthday. We have the same birthday. Your birthday is today and my birthday is today?
Absolutely, sir. And I'll tell you who else shares a birthday with us. A famous American, a good American, a great American. Mr. Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra. He's the one. I knew that. Yep, that's a fact. Yep.
But I love your show, Chris. I never miss it because you get on here, you tell the truth, and you don't make excuses for these wily Democrats.
No, I don't. I definitely don't. I don't even make excuses for wily Republicans, you know, when they're doing stupid things, which they certainly do on occasion. But the Democrats, on the other hand, they're waging jihad against our civilization, against our culture, against our economy, against our country, against our children, who they all want to be transgender. The Democrat Party is mentally ill.
I agree with you 100%, Chris. Keep up the good work, and I'll keep listening, brother.
All right, buddy. That's great. That's it. See, he didn't want it. He's not angry about anything. He's not spun up about it. He's a happy man, and he's got a great birthday, the 12-12 birthday, along with me and Frank Sinatra. And not a lot of other good famous people on this birthday, but that's fine. You know, Sinatra's a good one. Hang in there. Wait till you hear the rest of the audio that I have for you. And this Somali immigrant to the United States who's, wait till you hear this guy. This is great. And the welfare number is just amazing.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.